Thank you. జయ బలదేవా జయ సుభద్రా జయ ശങ്കരാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തരശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ അഭയചരണ അരവിന്ദ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത ഗോസ്വാമി മഹരാശിയിലെ പ്രഭുപാദിക്ക് ജയം നിഥേലാ പ്രവിഷ്ണോ വിഷ്ണുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിഭ്രജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തരശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തസിദ്ധാന്ത സരസ്വതി മഹരാശിയിലെ പ്രഭുപാദിക്ക് അനന്തകോടി വൈഷ്ണവ വൃന്ദക്ക് നാമാചാര്യ ശ്രീ ഹരിദാസ് താക്കൂർക്ക് പ്രേം സഹോ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീഅദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗര ഭക്തവൃന്ദക്ക് ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രാധാകൃഷ്ണ ഗോപഗോപിനാഥ ശ്യാമകുണ്ട രാധാകുണ്ട് ഗിരി ഗോവർദ്ധാനിക്ക് വൃന്ദാവൻധാമിക്ക് മായപ്പൂർ ധാമിക്ക് മധുരപുരി ധാമിക്ക് ജഗന്നാഥ്പുരി ധാമിക്ക് ദ്വാരകാപുരി ധാമിക്ക് ഗംഗമായിക്ക് യമുനമായിക്ക് തുളസിദേവിക്ക് ഭക്തിദേവിക്ക് സമവേദ ഭക്തവൃന്ദക്ക് ഗൗർ പ്രേമനന്ദി ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ടു ദി അസംബ്ലിഡ് ബോഡീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ടു ദി അസംബ്ലിഡ് ബോഡീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ടു ദി അസംബ്ലിഡ് ബോഡീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ടു ശ്രീ ശ്രീ ഗുരുവൻ ശ്രീ ഗൗരൻ ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ടു ശ്രീല പ്രഭുപാദ നമഃ വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണ പ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമതി ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിനി നാമിനി നമസ്തേ സരസ്വദേവം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശതാരിണേ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ സംസാരസാഗരേ മഗ്നം ദീനം മാം കരുണാനിധേ കർമ്മഗ്രാഹ്യ ഗൃഹീതാംഗം മാമുദ്ധര ഭവാർണവാൽ ശ്രീമൽഭാഗവതാഖ്യോയം പ്രത്യക്ഷ കൃഷ്ണമേവ ഹി സ്വീകൃതോസി മയാനാഥ മുക്ത്യർത്ഥം ഭവസാഗരേ മനോരഥേ മദീയോയം സഫലാ സർവദാ ത്വയാ നിർവിഘ്നേനൈവ കർത്തവ്യം ദാസോഹം തവ കേശവാം ഭവേ ഭവേ യദാ ഭക്തി പാദയോർസവ ജായതേ തഥാ കുരുഷ്വ ദേവേശ നാദസ്ത്വം നോ യദ പ്രഭോ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം യസ്യ സർവപാപ പ്രണാശനം പ്രണാമോ ദുഃഖശമനം തം നമാമി ഹരിം ഭരം ജന്മാദ്യസ്യ യദോന്വയാദിതരതശ്ചാർത്തേഷ്വഭിജ്ഞസ്വരാ തേനേ ബ്രഹ്മഹൃദ യ ആദികവയേ മുഹ്യന്തിയൽ സൂരയാം തേജോ വാരിമൃതം യഥാ വിനിമയോ യത്ര ത്രിസർഗോ മൃഷ ധാംനാ സ്വേന സദാ നിരസ്തകുഹകം സത്യം പരം ധീമഹി ധർമ്മപ്രോജ്ജിത കൈതഗോത്രപരമോ നിർമത്സരാണാം സദാ വേദ്യം വാസ്തവമത്ര വസ്തു ശിവദം താപത്രയോന്മൂലനം ശ്രീമൽഭാഗവതേ മഹാമുനി കൃതേ കിം വാപരൈരീശ്വര സദ്യോ ഹൃദ്യവരുദ്ധ്യനേത്രകൃതിഭി ശുശ്രൂഷുഭി തൽക്ഷണാൽ നിഗമകൽപ്പതരോർഗലിതം ഫലം ശുഗമുഖാതമൃതദ്രവ സംയുതം പിപദ ഭാഗവതം രസമാലയം ഹോരസികാ ഭുവി ഭാവുകാഹ സച്ചിദാനന്ദരൂപായ വിശ്വോൽപത്യാദിഹേതവേ താപത്രയ വിനാശായ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ വയം നമ യം പ്രവ്രജന്തം അനുപേതമപേതകൃത്യം ദ്വൈപായനോ വിരഹകാതരമാജ്ജുഭാവ പുത്രേരി തന്മയതയത്തരവോഭിനേതു തം സർവഭൂതഹൃദയം മുനിം ആനദോസ്മീ യസ്വാനുഭാവമഖില ശ്രുതിസാരമേകം അധ്യാത്മദീപം അതിഥിതീർഷദാം നമോന്ദം സംസാരിണാം കരുണയാഹ പുരാണഗുഹ്യം തം വ്യാസസൂനം ഉപയാമി ഗുരും മുനീനാം നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേൽ കമനീയ കിശോരമുഗ്ധമൂർത്തേ കളവേണുക്കുണിതാദൃതാനേന്ദോഃ മമ വാചി വിജൃംഭദാ മുരാരേ മധുരീം ന കനികാഭി കാഭികാഭി നമാവോം വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമതേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിനിതി നാമിനേ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതീ ദേവി ഗൗരവാണി
ప్రజారిణి నిర్విశేషాశూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యాదేశధారిణి
శ్రీమల్ గురుచరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః.
వందే నందం వ్రజ స్త్రీణాం పాదరేణుమభీష్ణశా యాసం హరిగదో గీతం పునాది భువనత్రయం గోపీచరణారవింద పరమానవే నమః. పీతాంబరం కరవిరాజిత చక్రశంఖం కౌమోదకీ సరసిజం కరుణా సముద్రం రాధా సహాయం అతిసుందరమందహాసం వాతాళయేశమనిశం హృది భావయామి. కోమలం కుజయన్ వేణుం శ్యామలోయం కుమారక వేదవేద్యవరం బ్రహ్మ భాసదాం మురదో మమ. మూకం కరోతి వాజాలం పంగం లంఘయతి గిరిం యల్కృవాతమహం వందే పరమానందమాధవం.
ఓం శ్రీకృష్ణాయ నమః. శ్రీమతి రాధికాయే నమః. సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద. Sukadeva Goswami in the Srimad Bhagavatam is talking to Parikshit Maharaj about the childhood pastimes of Krishna known as Balalila. This childhood pastimes, as I mentioned before many times, is one of the most interesting part of Bhagavatam for a normal, ordinary people, because whatever Krishna has done in his childhood, it has been done only with the one intention, to bring the conditioned souls attracted to him somehow or the other. Krishna wanted that the conditioned souls should know what is the Supreme Personality of Godhead means. Normally, in many, many religions, and even in some part of Vedic religion also, there is a concept about God. God is someone who lives so far higher, somewhere up there, and we are here. We have no idea what God does and what he doesn't do. But we simply think about God as a person. Even one accepts the personalism of Krishna, that we think that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is somewhere with whom we have no relationship. But because Krishna knew that we have this difficulty, the conditioned soul thinks because of the influence of Maya and three modes of nature, Krishna decided in such a way that somehow or the other, let them have a relationship with me. That was the reason why these childhood pastimes were performed. So that we know that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he becomes a child, how he acts. And through this, beautiful pastimes in the childhood or Balalila, Krishna started pulling the devotees closer to him. Everyone who have come across Krishna's childhood pastimes could never leave that again. They had to get attracted to it. Once they got attracted to childhood pastimes, they want to hear about this childhood, Krishna's childhood, from different faces, different devotees, so that it always remains in their heart. And they find it very difficult to forget these childhood pastimes. Even if one wants to forget them, one cannot forget them. That is the beauty of these childhood pastimes. Everything else in the philosophy, you may forget it. All other incarnations, you may forget it. But Krishna's childhood is something very, very difficult to forget. It is so, so powerful, the attraction of these childhood pastimes, that one automatically gets affected by that. It is such a powerful powerful pastimes that Krishna has performed in his childhood. We were discussing last Sunday the Damodara Leela, known as the Ulukala Bandhanam. In two different many names it's known. The name which gave Krishna the name Damodara. Vilamangalam calls Govinda Damodara Madhavedi. Gopis, when they were selling the buttermilk and cheese and yogurt, they never used to announce that buttermilk or yogurt. They used to call these names. Govinda Damodara Madhavedi. Govinda Damodara and Madhava. This is how they announced their arrival for sale of their milk products. So that is how this name Damodara has stuck in their heart so strongly that Vilvamangala mentioned this many times in the Krishnakaranamrutam also. So we were discussing about this. On the day Krishna was tied onto the mortar and Krishna was standing there, all the people have come to visit Krishna that day. Gopis have come, they enjoyed that, seeing Krishna tied up like that. They took a sweet revenge on Krishna that day. They were enjoying this and Krishna was looking at them in such a way, the tears were coming from his eyes. And actually there was no tears, but he was rubbing the eyes and making the tears to come. And not only he did that, Yashoda Devi tied him up and went to the kitchen, back to work. So thinking that now that everything is safe, but unfortunately everything was not safe that day. There was never another day in Yashoda's life when everything has gone wrong like that. Every single thing that day had gone wrong. You can hear that Sri Shukani is saying in the next few chapters continuously one after the other. Sri Shukani never gets tired of saying all what Krishna has done that day. He took so much effort to express this. And Parikshit was enjoying that nectar to such an extent coming from Sudeva Goswami's face. The liberated soul is talking about Krishna. And that is what made it more interesting to Parikshit. The great, great jnanis and yogis and all that, they spend their whole lifetime just to have a glimpse of that lotus feet of Krishna. And here, what was happening was, Sukadeva Goswami did not forget to mention this to Parikshit. Prasadam lebhire gobi. This gobi means Yashoda. She was given the best prasadam of all. That's how Sri Shukan says there. You can see in that Damodara Leela chapter, Sri Shukan says to Parikshit, prasadam lebhire gobi. Prasadam was given to gobi. What was that prasadam? Prasadam is this. Krishna has got so many different names, Bhakta Valsala, Bhakta Dasa, so many ways people address Krishna. That is, he will do anything to please the devotee. This is Krishna's special nature. But nowhere Krishna has agreed to get himself tied by a rope like this. This is the first time, and probably that's the last time as well. And because it happened in that way, prasadam lebhire gobi. This gobi was given a special prasadam, Sri Shukan says. Everybody else gets some different prasadam. But this prasadam was so special in the sense that Yashoda could not tie Krishna to the mortar. On the other hand, it will be better to say that Krishna went and got tied down by Yashoda rather than Yashoda tying Krishna. In the sense, the difference is that Krishna has allowed Yashoda to tie him. Krishna wouldn't have allowed anyone else to tie him down like that. These great, great jnanis and yogis, if you look at Krishna sometimes, you will see, on the one side, all the yogis are queuing up. On the other side, there is jnanis are queuing up. And the third side, gopis are queuing up to see Krishna. But Krishna is saying, these jnanis and yogis, they can wait there. There is no rush. They can wait for some time. Let me deal with my devotees, gopis. This is Krishna's attitude. And that special relationship, what you find between the gopis and Krishna, that has come to speak with Yashoda. Yashoda didn't realize anything. Who is Krishna? Krishna is my son. This is what she is thinking all the time. She is tying him down and went back to the kitchen. Gopis all had a good time with Krishna. Every one of them personally came and looked at Krishna. You okay now? They asked Krishna about it. They wanted a personal answer from Krishna. Krishna is saying, what can I do now? My mother has done this to me. I can't do anything about it, can I? And looking for some kind of compassionate words from the gopis, but not one of the gopis have shown any mercy to Krishna that day. They all went back. It was then that Krishna thought, now what am I supposed to do? At that time comes Kunti Devi to see Krishna. And Krishna put both his hands and said, is this the best day for my father's sister to come and see me? Couldn't she find another day to see me? Is this the best time she has chosen or best muhurtam she has chosen to come and see me? And Kunti Devi has kept Arjuna on her hips. Kunti Devi is holding Arjuna. And together they came. Arjuna and Krishna looked at each other first time. I don't know what went through Krishna's mind, whether all this Mahabharata war and Bhagavad Gita, everything must have gone through Krishna's mind. But whatever it is, nothing is mentioned in the Bhagavatam about it. But Kunti Devi did not forget this incident. What did Kunti Devi do? Kunti Devi's first darshan of Krishna, first time Kunti Devi has seen Krishna that day, tied up like this on the mortar, and a little bit of tears coming from there and looking at everyone in a very, very merciful way, in a looking for some sort of sympathy from everybody. Kunti Devi came and looked at Krishna. And after that, as soon as first time Kunti Devi saw, Kunti Devi understood this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who gave this understanding to her? Krishna gave this understanding. How do we know that Kunti Devi recognized that? Read Kunti Devi's prayers in the first canto. If you take Kunti Devi's prayers, Kunti Devi's prayers in the first canto, if you see, it's in the chapter, chapter 7. She did not forget to mention this. This is the beauty of that. When Kunti Devi, chapter 8, that is Kundisri. Kundisri, if you read Kundisri, it begins with Namaste Purusham Kundirivaja. Namaste Purusham Dwadyam Ishwaram Prakrite Param Alakshyam Sarva Bhutanam Antara Bahiravastitam. Like that, Maya Jamaniya Chanam Ajnyadhokshanam Avyayam Nalakshase Mudhadrasha Nato Natyadharoyadam Tatha Paramahamsanam Muninam Amalalpanam Bhakti Yoga Vidhana Artham Katham Pashema Histriyam Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanayaja Nandagopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namam Namapangajanabhaya Namapangajamalini Namapangajanetraya Namaste Pangajankhaye Yadha Hrishikesha Khalena Devaki Kamsena Ruddhadi Chiram Shujarpida Vimochidaham Chasahalpaja Vibho Toyayivanathena Muhurvibalganal Vishad Mahatne Purushad Darshanal Asal Sabhayam Vanavasa Krichradaha Mrithe Mrithenega Maharasrado Raunyastradaschas Mahare Pirakshidaha Vivada Sanduna Shashwal Tatra Tatra Jagal Guru Bhavado Darshanam Yasyal Abunar Bhavadarshanam Janma Ishwari Shruta Shribhi Ethamana Madapuman Naivahat Kavidad Nimvai Twamagin Janagojaram Namokin Janavitaya Nivurta Gunavurtai Alparamaya Shandaya Kaivalyavadayenama Manyetvam Kalamishanam Anadinithanam Vipam Samam Charannam Sarvatra Bodhanam Yanmidakali Navedakashil Bhagavalashigirshidam Tavehamana Sindranam Vidambanam Nayasayashil Daido Sigarhijal Dveshyaschayasmin Vishama Madarnanam Janmakarmaja Vishwalpan Asajakartur Alpanam Ajasyakartur Alpanam Tiryan Nirshishu Yadasuta Datyanda Vidambanam. At that point, Kunti Devi decided to mention about her first vision of Krishna. That is in the next verse. Gopyada de tuikridaga siddhama daval yade dashashru kalilan jana sambhramaksham vaktram niniya bhayabhavanaya sthidasya samam vimohayadi bhiraviyal bhivedim. Kunti Devi said to Krishna, that day, first time when I saw you, that the way Krishna looked that day at Kunti Devi, as though, Krishna, I have been tied by my mother, I can't talk to you now, I am busy. This was Krishna's mood at that moment. You see, look at my fate. That in such a way, Krishna was presenting himself to Krishna, to Kunti Devi. Kunti Devi kept that vision in her mind. She never forgot that. That's why she put it there very clearly, that your eyes that day, vaktram niniya bhaya bhavanaya sthidasya, the fear on Krishna's face, Kunti Devi says, I have not forgotten. Then, samam vimohayadi bhirabiyal bibhedim, that this personality who releases everyone from material life, from material world back to spiritual world, he was standing there as though fully frightened of Mother Yashoda. That was the vision what Kunti Devi saw that day. Gopyada dao toi kradaga siddhama daval yade dasha ashrukalilan jana sambhramaksham. Tears were coming, and also the eyes of Krishna at that time looked so so much it affected Kunti Devi. Is Krishna really frightened by tying down like this, being tied down by Yashoda Devi? Sambhramaksham, a kind of fear what on Krishna's eyes. It showed as though Krishna was a little bit frightened being tied down. Oh, I can't do anything today. That was Krishna's mood. And this whole thought which stayed in Kunti Devi's mind, she kept it. And many years later, when Krishna was in the Krishna came to Hastinapur, and after the Mahabharata war was over, when Kunti Devi offered the prayers to Krishna, Kunti Devi mentioned this in this verse in the Kunti Devi's prayers. So you can imagine how Damodara Leela has affected even Kunti Devi, the mother of the Pandavas. Even she was affected. So like this, Kunti Devi came and Kunti Devi left. After that, who came? Kunti Devi's sister, Shishubala's mother, also came with Shishubala together. So as soon as Shishubala had four hands at that time. And Shishubala's mother, when she was carrying Shishubala, they were small children, like Krishna's age, more or less, at that time. When they came in front of Shishubala, came in front of Krishna, apparently Krishna and Shishubala looked at each other. As soon as Krishna's and Shishubala's eyes got in the same way, they started looking at each other. Two of the hands fell off from Krishna's, from Shishubala. Apparently Krishna was thinking, what kind of form is this with four hands? Krishna was saying, apparently thinking like this. But when the two hands fell off from Shishubala, Shishubala's mother understood that Krishna is the personality who is going to kill Shishubala. This understanding came to Shishubala's mother. Apparently, previously, it was mentioned to Shishubala's mother that one day when these two hands drops off, that will be the time when Shishubala will be killed by that person. So as soon as the two hands dropped off, immediately Shishubala's mother recognized that Krishna is the personality who is going to kill Shishubala. So the result was that Shishubala's mother immediately prayed to Krishna that you should not kill Shishubala. She started praying to Krishna on the spot, knowing when she recognized this. Krishna said, the first 100 offenses I will tolerate. As soon as becomes the 100th offense, his head will go. This is what Krishna said to her at that day. And exactly that is what has happened. In the Rajasuya sacrifice, if you remember, in front of Krishna, in front of all the great sages, great, great personalities who were present there, Shishubala started abusing Krishna. Bhima wanted to kill Shishubala at the very same time. Arjuna got up from his seat, asked Krishna, Shishubala. Krishna said, no, don't do anything to him. Leave him alone, she said. Krishna says to Arjuna and Bhima. Dharmamutra Maharaj, Yudhishthira Maharaj, felt so sorry for Shishubala and went up to him and told him, please don't speak like this in an assembly of the great personalities among great sages. We are trying to glorify the Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and you are acting in such a way. Shishubala, and the same incident happened was when Krishna's lotus feet was washed with water, and after the washing the lotus feet, the water was being sprinkled on everybody for everyone's benefit. This great opportunity everybody had. And it was then that Shishubala said, why you have thrown this water on me? And that is what Shishubala's reaction was. And as soon as Shishubala started abusing Krishna, he waited. As soon as the 100th offense came out from Shishubala's mouth, Krishna took the Sudarshana disc and cut the throat. Cut the throat of Shishubala. And the spirit soul from Shishubala's body came and merged into Krishna's lotus feet. When Yudhishthira Maharaj saw all these things, he could not believe this. Here I am, glorifying Krishna, paying my obeisances to Krishna, and offering everything he had to Krishna. And the whole Pandava, the whole family itself, the Pandava family itself, including mother Kunti Devi, were so surrendered to Krishna. But we are still in the material world. Here comes one person, he abuses Krishna 100 times and goes back to the spiritual world. How would you like this idea? Yudhishthira Maharaj was complete confusion about it. So he thought he better ask Krishna about it. Is that what I have to do to go back, he said, to Krishna. If this is the simplest process, that you come and abuse Krishna 100 times, go in front of Gokulananda and tell him all what you like, all our sweet tongue, normally what that manifests in this world. If it comes out nicely, Gokulananda says, yes, you can also go back. You have given, glorified me so nicely. But this is what has happened to Shishubala. And then Shishubala also goes back to spiritual world. Later on in the seventh canto, you've seen how Yudhishthira Maharaj very carefully raised this doubt to Krishna. That why I don't go back, whereas he goes back, he hasn't done anything except this. So that is another thing. But this incident happened on that particular day. And so you can see all Damodara Leela from morning. It started, all these visitors have come. All the gopis came. And then Kuntidevi came and Shishubala came with his mother as well. Kuntidevi came with Arjuna. So saw Krishna and they also all went back that day. It was then that all Krishna's friends came. By now it has become brighter, 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock by now. And all the friends came. When the friends came, all the same age group, 2 years, 3 years in the same age group. And they all came. They saw Krishna tied down like this. So they started thinking, now, what has Krishna done today to get this punishment? So they started asking Krishna, what went wrong today? Krishna saying to them that my mother wants to keep me here today, it seems like that. That is why she thought better to tie me down to this mortar. So the conversation started between Krishna and his friends. So at some point in time, the friends told Krishna that how are we going to play today if you are tied down like this? Because we can't play now, can we? Because they couldn't do anything without Krishna. Krishna is the leader, isn't it? Leader of the whole group. So without Krishna's presence, they couldn't do any games they could play. So they said to Krishna that how are we going to play together? Krishna says to them, give them full confidence. He says to them, in every crisis, one should know how to turn the crisis into one's advantage. This is what Krishna says to them. That if you do not know, I'll tell you how to do it, Krishna says. We can still play. There's nothing stops us from playing anything, Krishna says to them. So the friends thought, what can we play? Krishna is tied down strongly like this. Krishna says, it's no problem. Assume that I'm an elephant, Krishna says. I'm an elephant and I'm pulling one large wood, large tree, just like the elephants do. That's my job. All you have to do is to help me to turn this mortar, which was standing up like this. It should be brought down, he said. So the friends helped to do that. Yashoda Devi was not there nearby. Yashoda Devi is in the kitchen, busy with something else. So didn't know anything what was going on here, because this is in the front side of the house. So Krishna says, I will be the elephant, you all be the mahouts. Or, for the elephant keepers, there are 1, 2, 3, 4 sometimes, depending on the type of elephant. Some elephants who are very wild, who is not easily tamed, they will have 3 or 4 of them to manage them. So Krishna says to them, you could be all that, and I could be the elephant. Why this activity came up suddenly in Krishna's mind? Because at this point in time, Krishna's thoughts went somewhere else. Where was that? Is it not the day today? There were 2 trees standing outside the house. And these 2 trees, Krishna had been observing them for quite a while, because there were some 2 personalities who had to accept the body of the tree and stand there. And their history is what you read in the Bhagavatam in the next chapter. So I'll just continue reading and talk about that pastime also. 10th canto, chapter. We are just finishing chapter now 10, 10th chapter. They were called Arjuna trees. And Shri Rajo Vacham Katyadam Bhagavan Nedatayo Shabasya Karanam Yatvadvirgha Vigarhidam Karmam Yenava Devar Shestamam Shri Shuga Vacham Rudrasyanujarav Bhutvas Druptav Dhanadal Majav Kailasu Opavani Rammi Mandakinyam Madalkadom Varuni Madiram Pitva Madhakur Nidalochanav Srijanai Anugayal Bishcheradu Pushpidevani Andha Pravirsha Gangayam Ambhojavana Rajini Chikrina Dujavadir Bhir Gajavivakarenubhi Yadarchayaja Devarshir Bhagavam Tatra Gaurava Apashyan Narado Devo Kshibano Samabhudhyadam Tandrishnu Avridida Devyo Bivastra Shabashangidaha వాసాంసి పర్యథూ శీఘ్రం వివస్త్రౌ నైవ గుహ్యగౌ తౌ దృష్ట్వా మదిరామతౌ శ్రీమదాందౌ స్విరాల్మజౌ తయోర్ అనుగ్రహార్తాయ శాపం దాస్యన్నిదం జగౌ. శ్రీ శుగ్ అండ్ సేస్ ద హిస్టరీ ఆఫ్ దీస్ టూ పర్సనాలిటీస్ దట్ ఈస్ హిస్ ఫ్యూ వర్సెస్. హూ ఆర్ దే? దేవర్ ద సన్స్ ఆఫ్ కువేరా. హూ ఇస్ కువేరా? కువేరా ఇస్ ద ట్రెషర్ ఇన్ ది హెవెన్లీ ప్లానెట్స్. లాట్స్ ఆఫ్ వెల్త్, వెరీ వెరీ వెల్తీ. నాట్ ఓన్లీ వెల్తీ, ఆల్సో ఎ గ్రేట్ డివోటీ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ శివ. లార్డ్ శివాస్ గ్రేట్ డివోటీ, వెరీ వెరీ వెల్తీ పర్సన్. ఇట్ ఈస్ హిస్ చిల్డ్రన్ దీస్ టూ పర్సనాలిటీస్, నలకువేరా అండ్ మణిగ్రీవ. సో యూ కెన్ సీ వాట్ హ్యాపన్ టు దెమ్. దే వెంట్ టు బ్రహ్మ మందాగిని అండ్ దే వర్ ఎంగేజ్డ్ ఇన్ స్పోర్టింగ్ దేర్ విత్ ఆల్ ది అదర్ విమెన్ ఫ్రమ్ ది హెవెన్లీ ప్లానెట్స్. నాట్ ఓన్లీ దాట్, దే వర్ డ్రంక్ యాజ్ వెల్ విత్ వారుణి. వారుణి మధురం పీత్వా ఇట్ సైజ్. Varuni, they had Varuni in their head and they had they were engaged in different playful activities with the women from the heavenly planets. Sri Narada Maharshi came that way. When Sri Narada Muni came there, they all the women went and dressed themselves properly, but because of the effect of Varuni, our Kubera's children didn't care. They stood there fully naked, and Sri Narada Maharshi thought, especially when you normally you should respect everyone, at least when you should respect a saintly personality like Sri Narada Muni, but nothing went into their head. They thought that this is the who is this Narada Muni? They were, Varuni was talking now, they were not talking, Varuni was talking. So at that point in time their mind went in a different direction. Fully naked they started looking at Narada Muni. Narada Muni thought himself that if it is to this extent, they have to change something now. They have to learn something. Because what are the problems here? Too much rajogunam. That is what Narada Muni said here. You can see in that verse. Nahinyo jushado joshan buddhi bramsho rajogunaha. Rajogunam does these things. What is that? First thing, the pride that I am the son of Kuvera. That was the biggest pride in their heart. Because we come from the heavenly planets, the children of very aristocratic families, wealthy family, sometimes this pride can get into the head. We got a lot of money behind us. We don't care anyone else. And we can get everything done anywhere because of our wealth. This pride, number one. Number two, another pride, bigger pride. What was that? They had education from the greatest authority. Who was that? Lord Shiva. From Lord Shiva, under Lord Shiva they had education. Who goes to Lord Shiva for education? Great, great sages. They go to Lord Shiva. Like Parashuram went to Lord Shiva. Vasishtha went to Lord Shiva. And so many other great, great persons. Who is the authority of the spiritual knowledge? Brahmavidya. Brahmavidya's authority is Lord Shiva. So great personalities go to him to learn the transcendental knowledge, transcendental science. Impersonalists consider him as their greatest authority, Acharya. So to them, to Lord Shiva educated Nalakuvera and Manigriva. So you can see another pride. First pride was lot of wealth, pride from the wealth. Second pride, pride from the education. And thirdly, pride from aristocratic birth. So aristocratic birth, birth in a very high family. Nalakuvera and Manigriva were considered from the heavenly planets. Lives sometimes in Kailas with Lord Shiva and visits all the great personalities. So aristocratic birth, pride from that, pride from the education, pride from wealth. All the three things. If you read Kundi Devi's prayers, she will remind you, Janma Aishwarya Shruti Shridi Shribhi Edaman Amadapuman. For one person to get lost in this world, this pride is sufficient. Pride of birth, pride of wealth, and pride of education. All these things comes together, and then eventually the next thing what he does is, he starts offending the devotees, offending the sages, and eventually offending the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That pride will get into their head to such an extent, and this is exactly what has happened to Nalakuvera and Manigriva also. Added to all these things, the effect of Varuni also. So you can see how grave the situation was. Pride was enough to bring them down. But in addition to all that, the effect of Varuni also was working very nicely. The eyes have gone red with Varuni. And Varuni was telling them that don't take care of notice of Narada Muni. He will go on his own way. Narada Muni thought, if I give them a small punishment, that is not enough. Because this has gone too far. That if they start acting like this, they need to be corrected properly. And correction means what? You have to get a body where you should stand for some time and experience what that body means. So that is why he said to them, Narada Muni told them, I know who you are, but this is what the next body prepared for you. Go and stand there in Gokulam, in front of the Supreme Personality of God, and Krishna is coming down. Nanda Maharaj's house, outside you stay there. And two of you can stay together, don't have to separate also. One day, Krishna will come there, and Krishna will take you out of that body. When this curse they got, you can imagine such a comfortable life they had with Kubera. And Kubera, Vaishravana's children, they are called Vaishravana also. Vaishravana's children, when they asked for forgiveness, it was a bit late. Narada Muni said, stand there, one day Krishna will come, 100 years or so, they said to him. He said to them, that you stand there, and 100th day, 100th year, first day Krishna will come and take you out of that body, from that body of the, from the trees. Yamalarjuna trees, they are called Arjuna trees, they were mentioned in the Bhagavatam. So that is how these two trees had to stand there. And it was this day that Krishna thought, oh, my devotee, Sri Narada Muni had sent two people here. And today is the day it is due for them to get out of that body of the tree. That thought came to Krishna. So Krishna, see how quickly Krishna's mind works. He never forget everything, the whole creation, what goes on, knows there. Nothing can be kept out of him. We can try anything to keep away from Krishna, but Krishna doesn't forget anything. 100th year has gone, and they were there that day to face Krishna. So Krishna says to the boys that, I will be the elephant. I am now going to pull the log of wood, and you stand both sides and bring everything what is necessary for the elephant. Krishna says to them. So elephant is normally not satisfied with a small quantity, isn't it? Lot of coconut, lot of gore, and lot of other things, fruits, bananas, everything elephant can eat in bunch bulk. So the boys started bringing some of them for the elephant. Krishna says, hold on, we keep moving, he said. And Krishna started moving towards these two trees. Shri Narada Vaja, this is Narada's conversation with the Nalakuvera and Manigriva. Mahyanyo jushado joshyan buddhi brahmsho rajo gunaham Srimadala bijatyadi yatrastri dyudamasavam Shri Madam Abhijatyam Itra Stri Dyudamasavam, plus the association with the women from the heavenly planets. Hanyande Pashavoyatra Nardaya Rajidalpavi Manyamana Irivam Deham Ajaramrutyanashwaram. Sri Narada Muni is saying to them about the nature of the material body. Narada Muni is not used to this kind of behavior from anyone. When Narada Muni's business is only to get people back to the spiritual world. So he started speaking to them straight away. Manyamane irivam neham ajaramatyanashwaram devasam idam apyande kramivil basmasam idam bhumbhudadra talkrade swartham kimvedo nareyo yada deha kimanna dadu swamnishkaya durmadure vaja madupidurvabirinam kaiduragneshuno biva evam sadharanam deham avyakta prabhavapyayam ko vidwan atmasalkritva hanijandona desada asada srimadandasya daridyam paramanjanam Atma Vamena Bhudani Daridra Parameshade Yada Kandaka Vidhango Jandorne Sridamyatham Jiva Samyam Gado Linge Madada Vidha Kandaka Daridro Nirham Stambo Mukta Sarvamadeha Krishnam Yadruchaya Abnodi Tadidasya Parandama Nityam Shulshama Dehasya Daridrasya Nagangshina Indriyanya Nishushyandi Himsa Bivini Vartade Daridra Seva Yujyande Sadavastama Darshina Salpikshino Odidam Darsham Tadamara Dushityudi Sadhunam Samajitana Mukunda Jaraneshinam Ubeshe him than a stumbay, aspira, aspiram,
అసదాశ్రై తదహం మతయోర్మాధ్వా వారుణ్యా శ్రీమదాంధయో తమో మదం హరిష్యామి స్త్రైనయో రజిదాల్మనో ఇది మిదిమో లోకపాలస్య పుత్రో భూత్వా తమప్లుగౌ నవివాస సమాత్మానం విజానీత సుదుర్మదో అదోర్హరస్థావరదాం స్యాదాం నైవం యథాహున స్మృతిస్యాత్మత్ప్రసాదేన తత్రావిమదనుగ్రహాల్ వాసుదేవయ దేవస్య సాన్నిధ్యం లబ్ధ్వా దివ్యశరచనై వృత్తే స్వర్లోకదాం భూయో లబ్ధభక్తిర్భవిష్యదాం. So Srinarada Muni said to them that Vasudevasya Sanidhyam Labdhva Divya Sharachadai. You will get the association of Krishna one day, and you will get also the devotion to Krishna's lotus feet. So it was not bad, because overall you may think that they had committed this offense, and they have also felt that 100 years to stand there like the trees, it's a heavy punishment. Tree's body means no consciousness, virtually. In the sense that just you have to accept everything what material nature offer you. You can't protest even. Isn't it? That is the tree's body. So in that tree's body, Srinarada Muni told them that you will learn all these lessons. 100 years standing there under rain, under sun, fog, mist, everything. Just enjoy that. And you can't protest also. So what can you do? Nalagavera and Manigriva had to accept that body. But what was the good thing that happened? That Narada Muni told them that as soon as you see Krishna, you offer your prayers to him. But you will become devotees of Krishna. This is the great benefit they got from this curse. You can imagine that to get this devotion to Krishna is not an easy thing. It takes sometimes many lifetimes. Unless Krishna offers it, one cannot have it. Then one do not get attached to Krishna. Muktim dadahi karhijils mana bhakti yogam. In the fourth canto, Sri Shukan says to Parikshit, Krishna offers liberation very, very easy. It doesn't take much time. A lot of people get liberated from this material world. Muktim dadahi karhijils mana bhakti yogam. But when it comes to bhakti, Krishna is not so forthcoming, because he has problems there. If you have to offer mukti, means finished, material life is over, once for all back to the spiritual world. But bhakti means Krishna says, I have a problem there. He will think, it's not that Krishna doesn't want to give it, but Krishna thinks many times before he offers devotion to somebody. Muktim dadahi karhijils mana bhakti yogam. Reason for that is that once you give devotion to anyone, then Krishna knows that he has to accept the service of that person. That serving devotee, Krishna never forgets that. Niravetsham munim shandam. In the Ekadashi Skandam, Krishna says this to Uddhava. Niravetsham munim shandam ruvairam samadarshinam anuvrajamyaham nitya puyeye tyankrirenubhi. Niravetsham munim shandam. Krishna is talking about devotees, not about us, about devotees. Niravetsham, one who has no desire from Krishna. They are not expecting anything in return from Krishna. That is why they are different than us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, akinjananam, one who has nishkinjanas, they have no more desires in their heart. That is the state of mind they have. They do not expect anything in return from Krishna. So therefore it is mentioned there, Niravetsham munim shandam. They are totally peaceful in their mind. Niravetsham munim shandam nurvairam samadarshinam. They have no enmity towards another living entity in this world. This is their state of mind. Samadarshinam. They are equally situated towards everybody. Anuvrajamyaham nityam. When I see such devotees, Krishna says, I follow their footsteps. Can you imagine? The Supreme Personality, Krishna, is saying like this. Anuvrajamyaham nityam puyeyetyam grirenubhim. Somebody asked Krishna, why do you follow them? Is it not necessary that if you take them with you? Krishna says, no. For jnanis and yogis, I take them with me. Because they have to look after themselves. Devotees know. Anuvrajamyaham nityam puyeyetyam grirenubhim. Krishna's answer is that when these devotees, such devotees, when they walk, the dust from their feet, I take that dust and sprinkle on my head for my own purification. Krishna is saying this. Nirapeksham munim shandam nirvairam samadarshinam anuvrajamyaham nityam puyeyetyangrirenubhim. Can you imagine the humility of Krishna? This is what Krishna is. Krishna has no pride. Amano manado manyo. In the thousand names of Vishnu, Sarasanavam says, Amani manado manyo. One who has no pride in himself. There is not a tinge of pride in Krishna's heart. Whereas, take about us, look at us. Even a little success in life is enough for us to destroy our whole balance of mind. Anuvrajamyaham nityam puyeyetyangrirenubhi. Krishna says, I take that dust and that will purify me. This is how Krishna thinks about devotees. So, coming to this, that Malakavera and Manigriva, they had the fortune of receiving that devotion. You will not become a devotee unless Krishna gives you that devotion for him. Up to that point, all our services, although we call it as devotional service and all, although it is not pure, our consciousness is not pure. And so long as our consciousness is not pure, our devotion is also not pure. And because of that, that pure devotion is discussed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And that is what it is shown through the life of these devotees. So when this happened, Krishna, this is when Shishugan says there to Parikshit Maharaj, that Nalakuvera and Manigriva stood there, Krishna was moving towards these trees. So when Krishna was moving, suddenly Krishna said, now I have to get rid of all my friends from here. Why? Because the next thing what he has to do is to pull both these trees down. Earlier we saw Shabam Dasyannidam Jagaum. That Narada Muni's curse they have accepted and they stood there. Shabam Dasyannidam Jagaum. That Shabam, that curse from Narada Muni has brought them to this condition. Now Krishna is saying he has to go to them and he decided to get rid of his friends from there. As soon as Krishna wants something, immediately the idea also follows that. Krishna says to his friends, the elephant is losing its control. If you want your life, you straight away run away from here, he says. As soon as he said that, all of them left straight away. They got so frightened because when an elephant loses its control, I don't know whether any of you have seen how an elephant, when it loses control, what happens? He goes on, kills at least a few people before he gets under control. Nowadays, of course, sometimes they shoot the elephant and kill them. But in the olden days, when the guns were not so much in prominence, what used to happen was many, many elephants were maintained by wealthy people. And these elephants used to be properly trained and looked after. But sometimes, during the season, they lose their control. And when they lose their control, everyone will know. The whole country will come to know. The village will know. And they will all run away for shelter. And the elephants will run. And when they run, they will, if they find anyone, they'll kill them and carry the body in their tusks. And they have no problem in doing that. And the blood will be coming out from their tusks. So this was the system. So everyone used to be frightened of elephant. Normally when the elephants, along with their keepers, are there, then there is some control. Or they will chain the front legs to the back legs or something like that. So they can't run faster. Something will be done. But no matter what it is, elephants are also very intelligent animals. So generally when that happens, people get very, very frightened. It's worse than a tiger coming in from the forest or lion comes in, because the elephants are such deadly when they lose their control. So what happened here was, as soon as Krishna announced that the elephant is upset and it is going to act now, all the children ran away from there. As soon as they left, they ran away. And they went and informed everything to Nanda Maharaj and the other cowherd men, Gopas, all these things to them. So when this was going on, Krishna goes into the middle of these two trees who are standing there. Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Shugan says at that point that this mortar was in the longitudinal way. Krishna had to twist it 180 degrees. Because only then the mortar will get blocked when he gets through the two trees. And by using the strength, he wanted to pull both the trees down so that the motor will get stuck on the other one side and Krishna is on the opposite side. All these different pastimes I have spoken about before, and what I'm going to talk about, they are all available in poster forms in Vrindavan. You will find them. Every single pastimes in the Bhagavatam, the devotees have drawn them into different beautiful pictures, and you can see them and buy them also. Every single pastime, the devotees have made them into pictures. So Krishna trying to cut through these two trees, and on the one side you see this mortar is struck. How did it get struck? Atmanurvesha matrena tiryangadam ulukhalam. That the ulukhalam, which was lying in the longitudinal way, atmanurvesha matrena, that simply by thinking about it, tiryangadam ulukhalam. Ulukhalam turned 180 degrees straight away, the way Krishna wanted. So, see, just Krishna's yogic potencies are such, the power of yoga systems, the yogic powers, Krishna applies them as and when they need it. So Krishna pulled the trees and both the trees fell off. Both the trees fell off. And when the trees fell off, immediately from the two trees came out these two beautiful looking persons. Very nicely dressed. And there is a prayer from Nalakuvera and Manigriva to Krishna there. You should read that prayers in the Bhagavatam. How they, because highly educated, very great high birth, all that reflects in those prayers. That is the beauty of that. It was not like anyone ordinary prayers to Krishna. Their prayers were such a high standard that when they started praying to Krishna, when they started glorifying Krishna, Krishna was not listening to them. He was not interested in any of their prayers. And the prayer was such a top class prayer, something like Brahma's prayers or great personality's prayers. But Krishna, no interest in any of those prayers. So, you know what Krishna was thinking at that time? Instead of standing there and reciting all these verses, why don't they untie me from this mortar and do some proper service to me? This was Krishna's mood. So, when Krishna started thinking like this, nothing has happened. So, these two people started getting a bit worried. Is our prayers, like earlier if you remember, at the time of appearance of Krishna, Lord Brahma did some prayers and he got into trouble with the same prayers. So now these two, Nalakuvera and Manigriva, also got into the same trouble. But don't know what happened. In the middle of the prayers, they mentioned Narada Muni's name. When Narada Muni's name mentioned, Krishna suddenly changed. Ah, now I know you who you are. Up to that point, no recognition. Absolutely, not even a shaking the head even once. Hearing all these prayers, didn't even glance at them, look at them. You can sing whatever you like. But the moment Narada Muni's name was mentioned, the whole scene changed. Ah, Narada Muni sent you here, you see. Vedavyasa Maharshi and Sri Shugan, through this incident, is telling the devotees one important thing. What is that important thing? You mustn't forget that. This is why it is specifically mentioned, that incident here. You see, Krishna has got a very strange nature. You can call it strange or whatever you like. It's like this. You can go and stand in front of Gokulananda and tell him everything you want. The response will be nothing. Absolutely nothing. He will not even look at you. He won't smile. If you cry too much, he will probably smile seeing your misery. That's all you will get in answer from him. That is Krishna's total nature is like that. It hasn't changed then, it is the same today also. Nothing has changed. But if you want to get some mercy from Krishna, you say to Krishna like this, that it is not due to my greatness that I have come here, but I have come here because one of your great devotees has given me understanding about you. Mention Prabhupada's name and go to him and speak to Krishna, and then he will listen to you. Otherwise, he is not going to listen to anybody. Either a great devotee who is a servant of Krishna, who has pleased Krishna in his lifetime, mention his name to Krishna. Then Krishna will ask, what do you want now? Up to that point, there will be no response. This just to show the importance of the spiritual master in spiritual life. That if you are approaching Krishna, Krishna says, come through the proper channel. Don't make your own channel. You may be thinking, I am such a great devotee. I've done so much service to Krishna. Krishna is not bothered. There are millions others waiting there for him. But Krishna will recognize your service. The moment Krishna sees you, that devotee is mentioned, his name is mentioned, Krishna will remember that, remember you, and the response will come also faster. The response will also be much faster than any other time. That is what it says here. Shri Shuka Uvacham Evam Muktu Asadeva Shir Gado Narayana Ashramam Nalakubeira Manigriva Asurya Yamala Arjunam Rishir Bhagavata Mukhyasya Satyam Kartam Majohari Jagamashanagai Satra Yatram Sam Yamala Arjunam Devarshi Me Priyadamo Yadimo Dhanadalpajo Tathada Sadhishyami Yelgidam Dhanmahalpanam Devarshi Me Priyadamo Yadimo Dhanadalpajo Devarshi Su Sri Narada Muni. Sri Narada Muni is very dear to me, Krishna says. If he had sent you here, oh yes, you are also very dear to me. This is Krishna's attitude. Devarshime Predamo Yadidau Dhanadalpajo. Dhanadalpajo means, oh, now I recognize, oh, you are Vaishravana's children, aren't you? So now whole memory has come to Krishna. Up to this point, no, you may be anybody, it doesn't matter to me. This is the attitude. Devarshime Predamo Yadidau Dhanadalpajo. Badhanjali Virajasavidamujadusma Krishna Krishna Mahayogi Samadhya Purushapara Vetta Avyaktamidam Vishwam Rubam De Brahmana Vidu Tomega Sarva Bhudanam Deha Swatmendi Yeshwara Tomeva Galo Bhagavan Vishnuravya Mishwara Tom Mahan Prakriti Sushma Rajasatamomai Tomeva Purushodhyaksha Sarva Kshetra Vikara Vil Grihyamana is to agrahyo vikare pragradir gune, when you har hadi vinyadam praksidham guna sambrada, tasma itu bhyambagavade vasudevaya vedase, atmadyoda gune chanam ahimne brahmanenama, yasya avadarotnyayande sharireshu sharirinam, taisera dulyadi shayar, virir dehisha sangadei, sabhavan sarvalogasya bhavaya vibhavayaja, avadirnam shabhagena sampradam madirashisham, nama paramagalyanam nama paramangala vasudevaya shandaya yadunam padayenama, Anujani Hina, Pumam Savanu Jarangaro, Darshanam No Bhagavate, Visherasi, the Nukrahal, Vani Gunanu Kadane, Shravano Kathayam, Hastauja Karmasumanas Tava Padayor now, Stutyam, Shirastavadivasa Jagal Praname, Drishtim Sadam, Darshani Subhavatanunam. So that was the last words in that prayer when they mentioned that prayers to Vani Gunanu Kadane, Shravano Kathayam. This was the last verse from Nalakuvera and Manigriva to Krishna. Look at that. That verse is such an important verse. What do they say in that verse? Vani kunanu kathane shravano kathayam. That by now Krishna has given that devotional mind for them. In other words, they got purified and they become devotees of Krishna. All the pride is gone. Everything has gone. 100 years we stood there, but it was worth standing 100 years. Why? Because of that, our tamogunam has gone from us. Our rajogunam also has gone. They were under the control of rajogunam and tamogunam before. You can see that. That rajogunam and tamogunam completely wiped out. Vani gunanu kathano shravano kathayam. Because only when tamogunam and rajogunam goes away from the heart, you will have some taste for hearing about Krishna. Otherwise, you will start analyzing everything. And this analyzing is not always good. Some cases it is okay. But when you start analyzing Krishna's pastimes and start thinking in a mundane level, that will cause problems to everybody. So that is why it is mentioned there, Vani gunanu kathayo shravano kathayam. That only thing they were praying to Krishna was that we want to hear about your pastimes. But another interesting thing, what has happened was, they had the greatest fortune of standing in that courtyard and watching Krishna for two, three years, seeing all these childhood pastimes. anyone who had the opportunity to see Krishna's childhood pastimes, even though in the tree form, it didn't matter. They were enjoying that. So that was their good fortune. So sometimes we say, sometimes a curse is also a good fortune. That it has turned out to be that they had the good fortune of seeing Krishna performing all these childhood pastimes. Now that they have mentioned about Narada Muni, they were given the benediction. Now you can go back to your original places where you have come from. They paid their full obeisances to Krishna, begging forgiveness from Krishna and Narada Muni. They went back to their own abode to join Kuvera. They went to join them. So that was the last. Vani gunanu kathane shravano kathayam hastau uja karma sumanastava padayorna. All our activities, all our hands, all the mind, everything should be in your service. Smrityam shirastavam nivasa jagal praname vrishtisadam darshanestu bhavatanunam. Vasudeva uvacha ittam sangirtitastabhyam bhagavan gokuleshwara. Damna jolukhale bhadda prahasan mahaguhyago shri bhagavan uvacham. Nyadam mama puraiveda drishina karuna almana yachri madantayo vagbir vibramsho nigrahakradam. Sadhunam samajittanam sudaram malkrad almanam. Darshanam no bhavel bandha pumsokshno saviduryata. Talgachadam malparamo nalakuvara sadhanam. Sanjado mai bhavo vam ipsida paramo bhava shri shuga uvacham. Ittyuktau parikramya pranamya jamana puna vedholukhala mamandra janma durdishamuttaram. So, this is what that story of Nalakuvera and Manigriva, what has happened. They went back. Now, what else Krishna has done that day? When the trees fell, nobody heard the sound. Because Krishna thought, if everyone hears the sound, they will all come here running. That will not allow this Nalakuvera and Manigriva to glorify, and I will not get enough time to communicate with them. So Krishna wanted to finish this business first. So he kept the sound under control. Can you imagine the power of yogi power of Krishna? Krishna was testing, can I control the sound to such a degree that when I want, normally for the light and sound there is a specific speed, isn't it? The scientist says 186,000 miles per hour or something for the light, and for the sound also they have given, and they think that this is all absolute, that it cannot be changed. This is, they take that as absolute. But Krishna says no, that can also change if I want to change it. Speed of the light can change, speed of the sound also can change. So Krishna decided to hold the sound for some time till this business with the Nalakuvera and Manigriva is over. So when the business was over, then the sound came to the notice of the trees falling. That sound came to the attention of Nanda Maharaj and all the cowherd men in the village. You can also notice another thing, that Krishna was testing this. Testing in the sense that he was trying to show in childhood pastimes, everything what Krishna has done, Krishna has done this later on again, once again. How? When the rasa dance started on the first day, Krishna, it is in the 29th chapter, you will notice there, Krishna coming for the rasa dance. When he was inviting all the gopis to come for the rasa dance, Krishna played the flute first, isn't it? It is playing the flute that Krishna has invited them, all the gopis, to join him in the rasa dance. But when he played the flute, Krishna decided that everyone should not hear the flute. Only those gopis who were constantly worshipping Krishna and who wanted to come to Krishna and to engage in rasa dance alone, they alone, or those who performed the Kartyayani Vratam or the fasting for Kartyayani Devi, they alone should hear the sound of the flute. So that particular night when Krishna played the flute, although he played the flute, all the gopis, those who wanted to come, alone heard. Nanda Maharaj didn't hear the flute. Yashoda Devi didn't hear the flute. Rohini Devi didn't hear the flute. They were all unable to hear. Only those gopis who had to associate with Krishna that night, they alone heard the sound of the flute. Krishna was testing the same thing here. Krishna was making sure that the testing is working, everything. Just like, you know, when you start a new equipment, you go and do the testing first. Field test, they call it. So this was sort of a field test. What was going on? Krishna was doing that. Krishna did that and made sure that Gopi, that the cowherd men and Nanda Maharaj has not heard it before. Poor Nanda Maharaj had gone away somewhere and did it after he was coming back from the Indrayaga place where he was doing, performing, organizing everything for the Indrayaga. So when he had come back, he was talking to the cowherd men and everything. It was then that the sound of the tree falling came about. So they came here running. That is why the next chapter begins straight away with that statement. Shri Shugavajam Gopananda Deshutva Drumayo Padadoyavam Tatra Jagmuguru Shrestha Narghadamai Shangidaha. That Gopananda Deshutva Drumayo Padadoyavam. The cowherd men and Nanda Maharaj, they heard the sound of the tree falling down. So they all came here. Nanda Maharaj, when he came, he hasn't gone home yet. Yashoda Devi is in the kitchen. And Krishna is standing in the middle of these fallen trees, tied down like this. And Nanda Maharaj saw this scene. Nanda Maharaj thought for a while, something has happened. I was not here, only for one day I was away. And this is what has happened. And immediately Nanda Maharaj went to Krishna to see what has happened. The moment Nanda Maharaj touched the rope, it came off from Yashoda Krishna's body. And Krishna looked very miserable. He looked so miserable. Nanda Maharaj took him, kept him on his chest and started massaging everywhere, looking whether he has been hurt anywhere. You know, just like the normal parents do when they pick up the two-year-old boy or two-year-old child, how they, when sometimes when they fall, they feel that even sometimes they are not hurt, they will still cry. Their problem is not, they don't get hurt, but when they cry is when they see that somebody else has seen them falling, then they cry. Up to that point, they won't cry. The crying starts only when if somebody else has seen that. So that is how normal. Otherwise they will get up and put something, wipe their feet and they will go away from there. But as soon as they see that someone has seen them, then they will start immediately crying, asking for attention straight away. So when Nanda Maharaj came there, this was the situation. Krishna was thinking that, I have been hurt everywhere. He was acting as though he has been hurt. And Nanda Maharaj took Krishna in his hands and started hugging him. And Nanda Maharaj was under terrible anxiety. By now, hearing all this sound, everything, only then Yashoda remembered that she has tied him down like this. Up to this time, she was busy in the kitchen. You know, mothers, whenever there is something happens in their life, the first thought will go to the child. That is the first concern. It is something, Krishna has created it like that in their mind, that immediately the thought went to Yashoda Devi. That what have I done to Krishna? Where is Krishna? When she came out, Krishna wasn't there. The mortar was missing, Ulugalam was missing, Krishna was missing. Further away, they saw all the people assembled there. Yashoda Devi went there running. When she went there, what did she see? She saw that Nanda Maharaj was standing there with Krishna in the hand, and Krishna was not looking at Yashoda Devi. Deliberately avoided Yashoda. And Yashoda also did not know what to say now. Nanda Maharaj took full advantage of the situation. You see, normally, when children are so small, 1 or 2 years, that's the best time to watch them. So both, it is a game among the parents. Father and mother, they will normally ask the child, whose son are you? Is my son or mother's son? So normally the father will go to work in the office. He is there for 10 hours a day and whole week. And whole week the mother is with the son. The mother will tell the child, my dear son, you are my son, aren't you? You are my son, aren't you? You are my darling, aren't you? Like this, she will train him up whole day. So 6 days a week, he is hearing this from the mother. So every time mother asks, son will say, oh, I am your son only, nobody else's son. Like this, son will reply. So mother and son will go on like this. On the 7th day, weekend, father comes home after all week. He will take the son and ask, whose son are you? I am mother's son, he will say. straight away the answer will be like this. So the poor old man, father will think, what is this? My material life is like this. Spiritual life is also not there. So like most of us in the same situation. So neither this nor that. So he's thinking that then he finds it very difficult, because sometimes father will try to bribe him. Father will buy some nice sweets when he comes home. He'll buy from the market some nice burfi or gulab jamun or something. So he will offer all these things to the son and try to bring him to his side. When he tries to bring him to his side, mother will say to him, okay, father can give you sweet and all, but breast milk you have to come to me only. You're not going to get it from him. As soon as she mentions this, he changes his mind. So all this bribing also doesn't work with the child. So the father gets very, very frustrated. He doesn't know how much he gets frustrated. So he thinks that, what can I do? He is mother's son anyway. Father has nothing to do with him. And he tolerates and goes along with it. But this opportunity, Nanda Maharaj thought, I'm not going to miss it. Nanda Maharaj asked Krishna, whose son are you? Whose son are you? He says to Krishna. Krishna says, I'm daddy's son. So straight away, I'm daddy's son. Nanda Maharaj felt so happy that day. You cannot say how happy he was that day. Parikshit Maharaj, hearing all these things, felt completely affected by this. Sri Shukan says to Parikshit, don't worry Parikshit. If you want me to give you an example, another person has felt the same happiness one day, he said. Parikshit says to him, who was that? He says, let me tell you the story, he said. One day, when you were a little baby like that, Sudeva Goswami says to Parikshit, when you were a little baby like that, do you know what happened? You were not that big. You were in Uttara's womb. Your mother Uttara was carrying you. And Krishna was leaving that day for Dwaraka. He has got himself organized to leave for Dwaraka. It was then that Uttara Devi felt the heat inside. Ashwathama's Brahmastra has come and burned the whole body inside. The heat inside the stomach was such that Uttara Devi felt that the baby is dead. Parikshit was dead. So when Krishna was just boarding the chariot, it was then that Uttara Devi came running. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, you can find that words from Uttara Devi. What did Uttara say to Krishna? Fell down on the ground in front of Krishna and said to Krishna, Pahi Pahi Mahayogin. Look at the way Uttara Devi addressed Krishna. Uttara Devi knew nobody else could protect her baby at that time. Pahi Pahi Mahayogin, Yogeshwareshwara, or supreme among the yogis, or greatest among all the yogis, Mahayogin. That is how Uttara addressed Krishna. Pahi Pahi Mahayogin, Deva Deva Jagalpade. Jagalpade, O Lord of the universe, among the Lord of all the Lords, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Deva Deva Jagalpade, Manyam Tvadhabayam Pashel, Yatra Murtyu Parasparam. That where else can I go for shelter? The baby is burning inside. Uttara Devi mentioned this to Krishna. Please do something about it. Uttara has a reason also to say this to Krishna, because during the Mahabharata war, it so happened that when Abhimanyu was killed in the battle, Abhimanyu was Parikshit Maharaj's father, Uttara Devi's husband. When Abhimanyu was killed in the battle, there was a total depression in the Pandavas' camp. Everyone felt so depressed because of Abhimanyu's departure. Because he was such a fighter. Such a fighter means someone whom you cannot easily beat. 16-year-old Parikshit Abhimanyu was. And he decided, Arjuna's son. And that spirit of fighting, a Kshatriya spirit, was in full in Abhimanyu. So when Abhimanyu was killed in the battle by cheating process by the Duryodhana and other Jayadratha and others together, eventually when Abhimanyu's body was being cremated, that time in the funeral pyre, Uttara Devi wanted to jump and kill herself. So at that time, that was a system that Kshatriya women used to give up their body because they couldn't accept being controlled by another man from another king. They used to normally give up their body in the same funeral pyre as their husband. And according to Shastra, if the Kshatriya has given up their body in the war, they go back to the spirit, to the heavenly planets, and their wives also join them in the heavenly planets. This is the Vedic injunctions on this. So there was no difficulty for them to do that. Uttara Devi wanted to do the same thing. But when it came to that, Krishna stopped Uttara from doing that. Krishna says to Uttara that among the Pandavas, who is left now? This is the only child who is left. There is no other person in that race who will continue the race, Pandavas race. So he requested Uttara Devi, don't do it. For my sake, Krishna says to Uttara, don't jump into the fire, stay back, he said. So because Krishna has said that, Uttara Devi was conscious of that. So Uttara Devi decided to come back to Krishna and speak to him about that. It is because of you that I stayed back. I would have otherwise jumped into the fire. So Uttara Devi asked Krishna to protect the baby. She has already... So Krishna asked Uttara Devi, do you feel the life inside? Krishna, Uttara says, no. Life, there seems to be no life at all inside. So Krishna thought for a second. After Krishna thought for a second, Kunti Devi comes there. Kunti Devi says to Krishna, Namaste Purusham Tadyam Ishwaram Prakrite Param Alakshyam Sarvabhudanam Andar Bahiravastidam. Fell down on the ground flat in front of Krishna and started saying to Krishna, please protect us. Krishna says to her, why my father's brother is doing this to me? Father's sister is doing this to me. Why should you do this? And she started pricking up Kunti Devi from there and embraced her. Don't do this to me, Krishna says to Kunti Devi. Kunti Devi said, there is nowhere I can go now. Because if you don't shelter Uttara Devi's womb, Uttara Devi's child, nothing is going to be left behind. All this war will become a waste. We have fought this Mahabharata war also for what? At the end, the race comes to an extinction now. Krishna says, what can I do? This is prarabdha karma, isn't it? Karma, can anybody change? Krishna says, I can't also change it, he says. Krishna is saying to Uttara and Kunti Devi, I cannot do it, he says. Because that is the karma, what it will follow everyone, he says to Devi. It was then that Draupadi walks in. Draupadi says to Krishna, what did you say? He says to Krishna, what did you say? You are talking about prarabdha karma, are you? He says, Draupadi's answer was very forthright. Draupadi says to Krishna like this. Draupadi said that, look, I don't want to hear all these kind of excuses now. That this prarabdha karma, what you are talking about, I know the law myself. I am also studied all the law. Krishna, Draupadi very bluntly said to Krishna, do what is necessary. Otherwise, this Draupadi will not be able to see you anymore, he says to Krishna. Only then, when Draupadi said that, Krishna woke up. Krishna decided, let me see what I can do, Krishna says. And gets into the womb and protected Parikshit Maharaj. By now, Parikshit was dead inside. So, when all these things happened, Yudhishthira Maharaj was there, Arjuna was there, Bhimasena was there. And Draupadi was there, Kunti Devi was there, Uttara was there. It was a more or less like a family meeting. So, they all have given up. Because Krishna said no to Uttara and no to Kunti Devi also. I can't do anything about it. But when Draupadi said this, Krishna goes in and protects and the life comes back to Parikshit again. So after a while, Krishna asks Uttara, what do you feel now? Touch your stomach and see what is happening. Uttara says, the baby is moving inside. He says. Krishna says to Uttara, okay, if it is okay, go inside, sit peacefully and chant the holy name, says to her. Uttara goes inside. So at that day, after a while, when Parikshit was born, after a few days, Yudhishthira Maharaj felt a certain degree of happiness. And what did Yudhishthira do? Yudhishthira took Parikshit in the hand and was walking everywhere, playing with him, feeding him, enjoying his association to such an extent. I can tell you, he says to Parikshit, Sudeva Goswami says, if you can understand how Dharmamutra, Yudhishthira Maharaj felt that day, a million times was how much Nanda Maharaj was feeling when he got Krishna back like this, when he was carrying Krishna in his hands after this incident. So, Nanda Maharaj says to Krishna, you won't say anymore, would you, that you are mummy's son? You'll always be daddy's son, won't you? Look what mummy has done to you. He was taking full advantage of it. He was saying to Krishna, look what mummy has done to you. She tied you there. And here poor Yashoda was standing and tears were coming from her eyes. What a nonsense I have done. I have tied him and I completely forgotten and gone and done this. The kitchen, suppose the trees had fallen on him. Krishna's maya is such a powerful thing that Yashoda Mai and Nanda Maharaj were both under the control of Krishna's maya. That both of them were thinking that Krishna has, how we have offended Krishna. Nanda Maharaj felt extremely happy that day. Brought him in, kept him on the lap for the whole day. Didn't allow him to go anywhere. He will call Yashoda Devi. Yashoda, bring some milk now for this person. He had gone through a hard time. Bring some butter, bring some cheese. Everything what Krishna wanted, everything was offered. And Krishna had also a great time with Nanda Maharaj. Yashoda Devi didn't go anywhere closer to him that day. Kept away from him. Comes back to the kitchen and started crying. What have I done? What have I done? And Kashyap complained to Rohini about it. Rohini says, don't worry about it. He will forget it. He'll forget it. And Yashoda was feeling so guilty on that particular day, so badly. And now you see what happened the next day. Shri Shugavajam Gopanandani Ashutva Dramayo Padadoviravam Tatra Jagmaguru Shrestha Nirghada Vayashangidaha Bhumyam Nivadido Tatra Dadrashurya Malajino Vibramustada Vijnaya Lakshyam Badanakaranam Uluvagalam Vigarshanam Dhamna Baddham Javalagam Kosyedam Kadamashcharyam Ulpadamidigadaram Bala Ucharanini Nithiryangadam Uluvagalam Vigarshadamadhyena Purushavapyajashmahi Nadeta Duktam Jagurhurnakade Deridasyadal Svalasulpadanam Narvokejil Sannigdhajedasam Uluhalam vigarshandam dhamna bhadham samalmajam vilokyananda prakasad vadano vimumochaha. See that word ha there. Vimumochaha. Some commentators on the Bhagavatam says that the word ha has been used there for a specific reason. The reason is this, that to express the happiness of Nanda Maharaj. That is coming through that word ha. Otherwise, ha was not necessary there. But because of this particular incident, Nanda Maharaj, it was Nanda Maharaj's day, you can say. That when he took Krishna from their place and brought him back, Nanda Maharaj was checking Krishna's body every inch, everywhere. Is anywhere he has been hurt? And what would have happened? All the fear in Nanda Maharaj's mind. Suppose the trees had fallen on him. What would have happened to him? And as soon as they came back, first thing Nanda Maharaj asked Yashoda Devi, first thing he said to her was, did I not tell you from the very beginning that you don't try to upset him? Because you know that what will happen, I mentioned to you before. What? Snikhyadi yastha vutre mukhyadi sane bhai gai pune shogai ki drukhyadi yasadu nashyel. If you try to give him trouble, your head will go. I have told this to you many times before. Still you have gone and done this to him. Like this, Nanda Maharaj took full advantage. Whatever little uneasiness was there inside against Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj used that opportunity completely to blame Yashoda. So Yashoda couldn't do anything about it. Yashoda had to just stand there and watch the whole scene going on like this. And Krishna never turned his head towards Yashoda that day. Stayed away from everything. So, Vilokyananda Prasad Vadano Vimamochaha Gobi Vistobido Natil Bhagavan Balaval Kojil Ulgai Rikojin Mudastadvasho Darayandraval Darayandraval. Sreshugan says to Parikshit, my dear Parikshit, if I have to say what was going on with Krishna and the Gopis, Tvadvasho Darayandraval, Bhagavatam is saying like this, just like a wooden toy the gopis were using Krishna just like a wooden toy. Tvadvasho daruyandraval, that Krishna was so much under the control of these gopis. Gopis could tell him anything. Gopis could ask him to do anything. Sometimes they say, Krishna sing a song. Krishna has to sing. Krishna, they'll say, take this milk. You'll drink the milk. Can you dance for us? Krishna has to start dancing. This is how, like a wooden toy, Krishna was dealing with these gopis. Tvadyasho daruyandraval. Why did Krishna do that? This, you must remember this, that these gopis, they were ordinary people, ordinary women. In the sense, what was the mode of nature they were? They were under the mode of ignorance. They were not in the mode of goodness. They were not even in the mode of passion. They were in the mode of ignorance. And from that mode of ignorance, Krishna has elevated them to such a level by this association. Even above the mode of goodness, which is known as the Shuddha Sattvam. Above the mode of goodness is the pure mode of goodness, which is known as the Vishuddha Sattvam. To that level, Krishna has lifted them by association. And by doing that, Krishna has shown to the jnanis and the yogis. Jnanis and yogis normally, sometimes, many, many lifetimes, they have to perform sacrifices, penances, austerities to come to this stage. And even after coming there, sometimes they are not sure whether Krishna is happy with them or not. What stage of consciousness they are in. They are pure enough to approach Krishna. They have their fear inside. But these gopis, they didn't have any such problem. From the mode of ignorance, straight they lifted into the transcendental mode of goodness, or what is known as pure goodness. That means they were out of the three modes of material nature. Just see the power of association with Krishna. That is what they wanted. Tvadyasho dharuyandraval. What else? There are so many things in all these verses. Sri Yashogan is saying to Parikshit, if you remember the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where first time Kapila Vasudeva speaks to Devahuti Devi about the Bhakti Yoga process. Kapila Vasudeva says to Devahuti, what means Bhakti means, isn't it? There is a 9 chapters, I think. The whole process of Bhakti Yoga is discussed in what is known as Kapilam. Kapilam means Kapila Vasudeva's instructions to Devahuti Devi. In those, Bhakti Yoga is discussed in detail, the different states of Bhakti, devotional mood, everything is discussed in that. In that place, one instance, Krishna is saying, Kapila Vasudeva says to Devahuti Devi about this relationship with Krishna. If someone approaches me, Krishna says, Kapila Vasudeva says there, quoting about devotional process, to that person, how I will respond. There is a statement there in that, you can read that in the third canto. Yeshamaham priyalma. Yeshamaham priyalma sudascha sakha guru sukhrudo devamishtam. If someone worship me, Yeshamaham priyalma, I am so dear to him. I am his soul himself. In that sense, that such a close relationship I have with the devotee. Yeshamaham priyalma sudascha. If somebody wants me to be as their son, I will be their son also. Yeshamaham priyalma sudascha sakha. If they want to be my friend, I will be a friend to them. Sakha guru. If they want to be their teacher, I could be their teacher also. Guru sukhrudo. If I want to be suhrad, a friendship. Deva vishtam. Or if they want to be with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I could be that as well. So in other words, depending on whatever kind of relationship you want to have with Krishna, Krishna is also willing to come down to that level to please you, to please the devotee. Yashoda Mai and Nanda Maharaj, for them, Krishna is always their beloved son. And they could not take that away from their heart. So, accordingly, these pastimes Krishna performed to suit that mood, that particular mellow. So, all these pastimes, Valsalya Rasam between Yashoda Devi, Nanda Maharaj and Krishna. That Valsalya Rasam, in its peak form, you can find here how Krishna is offering to everybody that if you want me to be your son, I can be your son. If you want me to be your friend, I can be your friend. If you want me to be your if you want me to be your teacher, spiritual master, like Arjuna asked for, yes, he can be a spiritual master also. That is why I say, Teshamaham Priyalma Sutascha Sakha Guru Suhrudo Devamishtam. According to your plan, according to your desire, I will reciprocate with you, Krishna says. And that is what exactly what Krishna has shown in these verses through their relationship with Yashoda Devi and Nanda Maharaj. Then, after this incident, as I mentioned before, there was not another day which has gone worse for Yashoda Devi. Everything she did that day went wrong. And this is, look into the next one, what happened after this. So, by this name, you have mentioned here before that we were reading this, that Viparti Kuchidatmyapta Pitagoinmana Padugam Bahuchevanja Kurude Swananja Pridimavahan. That I mentioned this in the two lessons before. Bahuchevanja Kurude Prin Pitagoinmana Padugam Bahuchevanja Kurude Swananja Pridimavahan. That in the last verse, Krishna, Sri Shukan says to Parikshit, Tvaddasho Daruyandraval. Exactly like a wooden toy, Krishna was playing with the gopis. Gopis were playing with Krishna in that mood. And in the next verse, what does he say? Pitagonmanabadugam Bahuksebanja Gurude Swananja Pridimavahan. That we mentioned this. Gopi will say to Krishna, bring that stool here. Krishna will go and bring the stool. Gopi will say to Krishna, bring that measuring pot. I have to give this meal to somebody. Krishna will bring the measuring pot. And one day, Gopis asked Krishna to bring the shoes. Krishna brought the shoes also. Pitago in manapadugam bahuchebanja kurude. Why did he do all these things for? Swanamcha pridimavahan. If Krishna finds somebody as his own people, once Krishna accepts someone as his own, then that is how Krishna is with that person. Anything what that person wants, Krishna will do it for him. But only thing is, you have to come to that level of relationship with Krishna. Pidagon mana padugam bahuchebanja kurude swananja pridimavahan. That pridimavahan, swananja pridimavahan. That it is my own people, these gopis are my own. I will do anything what they want me to do. This is Krishna's attitude towards the devotees. Now you know why gopis are considered to be the topmost devotees. Why their devotion to the gopis? Why the gopis, they didn't do anything. They didn't study shastram. They didn't perform any yoga system, ashtanga yogam or jnana yogam or karma yogam or any yogam. The only yogam they had was association with Krishna. Bahuchevam jakurude swanam japridimavahan. For their pleasure, I will do anything. This is Krishna's attitude. So, with this, when this incident happened, then Krishna was now little bit satisfied, gone out to play with his friends. After a while, after a few hours, Krishna went away to play with the friends. Krishna had a very close friend by name Sridham. Though Sridham and Krishna were very good friends. And there were others also. But Sridham was particularly very dear to Krishna. You will see that later on also. Through all the other pastimes in Vrindavanam, Sridham was a very essential participant in that pastimes. So Krishna went away to play with him. So things have got a little bit normal. By now, it was getting close to lunchtime. The morning, whole morning went like this with all these different different pastimes. And then now it was getting closer. When he felt a little bit comfortable, Krishna Nanda Maharaj let him go to play with his friends. As soon as the friends, Krishna saw he doesn't have time for father or mother, wants to go out and play. He went with them to play. So the playing, they were playing in the playing outside in the sand. Some kind of childish play they were playing there. So it's getting close to lunchtime, and Yashoda Devi, when the prasadam was ready, went to invite Krishna to come. When she went and called him, he wouldn't even look. Sometimes children are like that. If they are fully engaged in playing, and if their mind is completely absorbed in that, father or mother or uncle, aunt, no relationship at that time. Everybody can wait now. That was Krishna's mood. So Krishna was not willing to come back. Yashoda understood the problem, that there is something going on seriously. So he told, she told Sridham, Sridham, you come back, have lunch now, it is getting late. Sridham didn't know what to say, because what has happened was, they were playing some silly game. You know, in the sand, they put some wooden stick inside, and then while moving the hand, somewhere they leave it, and then you have to find it where the wooden stick is hidden. Some silly games like that. And you get a point if you win, you lose a point if the other side wins. Something like that. So unfortunately, this game was going on between Krishna and Sridham. And Krishna has lost all the games. So he was in a completely defeated state of situation. So Krishna thought, if I go now, because Yashoda has called me, if I go now, Sridham was prompting him, look, mother is calling, we should go now. Krishna said, no. If I go now, you know what will happen? After a couple of days, you will say to everybody else, you know, the other day I beat Krishna. And you will start boasting about it. And I don't want to accept that, he says to Sridham. I'm not going to go now. I'll make sure that you lose at the end. Till then you stay here, he said. So this whole serious situation was developing between Krishna and Sridham. And Yashoda Mai understood the whole problem. No matter what she told him, Krishna was not willing to come back and have lunch. Krishna's attitude was, I want to finish the game. Otherwise, Sridham will say tomorrow that Krishna, you know, he has arranged with his mother to come and call him when he is losing the battle, and I let him go. That is why. But he cannot match with me. He cannot play with me. He's always losing. You will talk like this, big things. I'm not going to listen to that, he said. So the situation was getting very grave. Yashoda had no option, but she had to tell a lie. For the first time in her life, and for the last time in her life, Yashoda has spoken this one lie to Krishna. When she realized that nothing is going to work, Yashoda said to Krishna, Krishna, have you forgotten that it is your birthday today? And as soon as he heard the name birthday, the sound birthday, immediately he says to Sridham, Krishna says to Sridham, it's my birthday today. You know, on a birthday, nobody pay back any money or any side of transaction. We don't complete anything. Birthday, I have to go back now. And left Sridham on their own and went back. Went back to the house. Actually, it was not Krishna's birthday. It was a lie, white lie, what Yashoda has told to Krishna, just to get him back to have prasadam. But when Krishna came back, he noticed that there was nothing going on in the house. So he got suspicious about it. You see, children, when at that age, they have only one thing they want to know. As soon as the new calendar comes for the next year, first thing they will ask the mother or some elder brother or somebody who can read and write and find out things. They'll ask them, can you tell me when is my birthday in the calendar? They don't ask many things. From the calendar, they want to know one or two things. One thing is, when is my birthday? The second most important question they will ask is, when will the school close? Because this slaughterhouse, they think that their karma is following them in this thing called school. So they want to know when that will close. These are the only two things they want to know from the calendar. Others will look for all other information. So many other things we want to know. When do we have our holiday, Easter holiday, Christmas holiday, this holiday, that. But children, they are not. They only want to know these two things. When is the birthday and when is the school closing down? So this is how they are attached to. So immediately Krishna was feeling very, very disappointed that Yashoda had actually brought him back by telling a lie. So what did he do? He went behind the door and stood there. Standing there, started crying. But whether he was crying or not, nobody knows. Only the sound was coming out from there. You know, just like in the radio sometimes, when the people cry, when you hear the archers or some program like that, sometimes people crying, only the sound will come out. Whether the tears are there or not, who knows? Or it is a pre-recorded thing, they keep playing again and again, I suppose. So something like that. Krishna's crying was like that. So Nanda Maharaj was sitting there. Nanda Maharaj heard all this crying coming out from behind the door. So Nanda Maharaj called Yashoda, and Yashoda said that, I have said this to Krishna. Now I brought him back, but this is the situation. Nanda Maharaj called Krishna, won't go. Yashoda called again and again, won't go. Stood there behind, protesting against this gross injustice that has been done to Krishna. So standing behind the door, kept crying. So ultimately, Nanda Maharaj is a very interesting personality. You should see how his mind works in these conditions. Nanda Maharaj went up to him and said to Krishna, Krishna, who told you a lie? Nobody has told you a lie, he says. Krishna says, no, mother told me a lie, he says. What did she tell you? She said, it is my birthday today. And where is the birthday, she says. Krishna says, in those days, birthday means what? Big feast, isn't it? Not like today, lot of plastics. But those days, birthday means a big feast, inviting all the brahmanas, feed them nicely, and the brahmanas will come and put both their hands on the birthday child and bless them, bless him nicely. So that was a different kind of birthday, not the modern birthday. Today it is plastic and balloons everywhere. So no feast, nothing to eat. So Krishna's birthday was not like that. So Nanda Maharaj was very clever, very, very clever. He said to Krishna, Yashoda Devi has told you the truth, that it is birthday today. Krishna says, if it is birthday, where is all the preparations, he says. Krishna gives always a complete list what he wants to eat for the birthday. You can see in the Bhagavad Gita, it's mentioned later on. And that list includes everything you can make out of a yogurt, cheese, milk, all the fine vegetables and the grains, rice and wheat. Everything is included in that. All the Sanskrit names of all the preparations are listed in the Govardhana Puja. You will see, Krishna says to Nanda Maharaj, this is the list what I want for this feast. So Krishna says, where is everything? There is nothing there, he says. He was so upset. Nanda Maharaj says to Krishna, no, you are not understood, he said. Yashoda Devi told you the right thing. It is your birthday today. Come here, he said. I'll show it to you. He took him to the chair and he pulled out the almanac or panchika or panjangam, whatever they call it. Took it out. Look at this and said, Krishna couldn't read anything. He says, look at it. You see, your star Rohini starts only at 2 o'clock. So you can't have the birthday now. It's at 2 o'clock the birthday. So what she told you is the right thing. You have to get yourself organized. Call Yashoda straight away. Yashoda, bring some nice first class milk for him. Fresh milk. And some butter also. Brought everything, gave it to Krishna. He was feeling excited. What did Nanda Maharaj do? Nanda Maharaj immediately called some cowherd men and told him, go and make an announcement straight away in the Vrajam that everybody should come for the feast straight away. The feast is at 2 o'clock. Make the announcement, he said. So all the cowherd men thought, what kind of feast is this? Nothing has been organized. I don't know anything about it. Nanda Maharaj had enough controlling capacity, enough people to do the job. So make sure that 1,000 kilos of rice are cooked straight away, plenty of vegetables, plenty of sweets, everything what Krishna wants. I want a feast for the whole village, he said. And two people should go in the village and make announcement that everybody should be here for the prasadam at 2 o'clock. And the feast also should be ready at 2 o'clock. Nanda Maharaj made this order to everybody. So, these cowherd men, they were waiting for the order. They got started organizing everything. Exactly as Nanda Maharaj wanted, by about 2 o'clock, the whole village was there. All the brahmanas have come, the cowherd men has come, the gopis have come, everybody had come. And nobody knew what it was all about. Because it was never made an announcement. They all knew when Krishna's birthday is, and they were expecting a feast also. But suddenly a feast like this, they have not announced what the significance was. All they have announced is, Nanda Maharaj wants the whole village to come for the feast. At 2 o'clock, everybody should be present there. And for very, very active cooking was going on. Because the feast has to be ready in a couple of hours' time. It was 12 o'clock when this incident happened. By 2 o'clock, the feast has to be ready. So, the feast, by the time of the feast, everyone arrived. Everyone arrived. Everyone arrived. When they all arrived, they were all talking to each other. What is the significance of this feast? They wanted to know that. Read the Bhagavatam to tell you how it was mentioned about that. In the Bhagavatam it says, Shri Rat... Vibharti Kujarajnyakta Pita Gonmana Padugam Bahu Kshepanja Gurude Swananja Priti Mavahan ദർശയം സ്വദ്വിധം ലോകമാത്മനോ പ്രത്യവശ്യം രജസ്യോ വാഹവൈവർഷം ഭഗവാൻ ബാലജ്യേഷ്ഠിതൈ ക്രിണിഹി വോ ഫലാനീതി ശ്രുത്വാ സത്വരമേ അച്യുത ഫലാർത്ഥീ ധാന്യമാദായ ശയൌ സർവഫലപ്രദാം ഫലവിക്രയിണീ തസ്യ ച്യുതധാന്യം കരദ്വയം ഫലൈരപൂരയദ്രത്നൈ ഫലപാണ്ഡവപൂരിജാം സരിത്തീരഗതം കൃഷ്ണം ഭഗ്നാർജന്യോ മഥാഹയൽ രാമം ച രോഹിണീ ദേവി രോഹിണീ ദേവി ക്രീരന്ദം ബാലകേർപൃഷം നോമേയാദമ്യദാഹൂതൗ ക്രീഡാസംഗേന പുത്രകൗ യശോദാം പ്രേഷയാമാസ രോഹിണീ പുത്രവത്സലാം ക്രീഡന്തം സാസുതം ബാലൈ അതിവേലം സഹാഗ്രജം യശോദാജോഹവീർ കൃഷ്ണം പുത്രസ്നേഹസുതസ്തൈ കൃഷ്ണ കൃഷ്ണ അരവിന്ദാക്ഷ തദ ഏഹി സ്തനം ഭിവ അലം വിഹാരേ ക്ഷുൽക്ഷാന്തം ക്രീഡാശ്രാന്തോസി പുത്രകാം ഹേ രാമാഗച്ഛദാദാശു സാനുജ കുലനന്ദന പ്രാതരേവ കൃതാഹാരം സൽഭവാൻ ഭോക്തുമർഹതി പ്രതീക്ഷതേ ത്വാം ദാശാർഹ ഭോക്ഷ്യമാണോ വ്രജാതിവ ഏഹ്യാവയോ പ്രിയം ദേഹി സുഗൃഹാന്യാത ബാലക ധൂളിദൂസരിതാംഗസ്വാം പുത്രമജ്ജനമാവഹ ജന്മർക്ഷമദ്യ ഭവതോ വിപ്രേഭ്യോ ദേഹി ഗാം ശുചീം. സോ ഇൻ ദീസ് ഫ്യൂ വേഴ്സസ് യശോദാദേവിസ് ഫ്രസ്ട്രേഷൻ വിത്ത് കൃഷ്ണ, അനേബിൾ ടു ഗെറ്റ് ഹിം ടു ടേക്ക് ദ പ്രസാദം. ആൻഡ് ഓൺ ദി അതർ ഹാൻഡ് ദ ഫീസ്റ്റ് സ്റ്റാർട്ടഡ് അറ്റ് 2 o'clock. വെൻ ദ ഫീസ്റ്റ് സ്റ്റാർട്ടഡ്, all the brahmanas started talking to each other. What's happening in Nanda Maharaj's house today? Brahmanas are very curious to know what is the occasion. They always welcome the feast. Any nice big feast, they enjoy that. So in the natural way, all the brahmanas were talking to each other, and all the gopis were also talking to each other. Why there is a big feast today? Nobody could find out anything about it. Some of them said, let us ask Nanda Maharaj himself about it, but let us first finish the feast and then we will talk about it, they said. So this kept, they keep talking about it while taking the feast. After the feast was over, one clever brahmana among them, he did a good thing. He went out and somehow managed to get this information. He got information leaked out from the, there was information leakage there. You know sometimes how the information leaks from the royal family also. Similarly, this, our Nanda Maharaj's family, the information has leaked that actually it was not a birthday. Just because Yashoda Devi made this blunder to get out of the problem, Nanda Maharaj just organized this big feast. And Nanda Maharaj said to them, I couldn't do anything because it was such a critical. Brahmana said, don't worry about it. We are also happy that we had a good feast. Nanda Maharaj was happy. The Brahmanas were also happy. And after this feast was served, there is a system that they have to go to the man with the birthday, isn't it? Whoever has got the birthday. And they have to bless him. So all the Brahmanas started blessing Krishna like this. Let there be a birthday like this every day. They bless Krishna like this. And Krishna was standing there and smiling at them, seeing the whole fun, that he was the cause of all this. You all got a nice feast because of me, haven't you? That was Krishna's mood at that time. So that is how Krishna was. That this beautiful pastime, it is mentioned in this, that you can see there, this whole development of this whole incident, it is not in detail in Bhagavatam, but in one line, in a few verses before and at the end, ജന്മക്ഷമധ്യഭവതോ വിപ്രേഭ്യോ ദേഹികാം ശുചി. It is from that words alone that this whole incident has come out. ജന്മക്ഷം means the birth. ജന്മക്ഷമധ്യഭവതോ വിപ്രേഭ്യോ ദേഹികാം ശുചി. The Brahmanas were very, very excited about it. And they all felt happy, as well as the gopis. They were going home and thinking that every day let's have a feast like this. You see, you don't have to cook at home then. All you have to do is to walk to Nanda Maharaj's home and you have to just sit in front of the banana leaf and simply serve prasadam, getting served course after course, have a full feast up to your satisfaction, and while leaving, Nanda Maharaj hands over your first class envelope with beautiful jewels as presents also. So what will anyone refuse a feast like that? You don't have to stand in the queue. Like it's not a, like some of our systems sometimes. We are not, you'll sit down and you'll be offered a first class feast. Cowherd men were very active, very organized. They were. And they could offer such nice feast to all the Brahmanas, and they were extremely happily, they enjoyed that feast. So prior to this incident, something else happened. Krishna's childhood is endless. Sri Shukadeva in the Bhagavatam is only bringing some of the interesting incidents in that. And Sri Shukadeva, knowing very well, he had to go through the whole of 10th canto. And then there is 11th canto to talk about what Krishna has told this world. Ultimately, if they want to get out of this material world, that knowledge is in the 11th canto. So, and then before concluding, by now, Sri Shukadeva was keeping an eye on the far end. Is there any symptom of Tatshaka coming there? Parikshit Maharaj has got only 7 days time left. And it's almost coming to the fifth day now. So if Tatshaka is there, Sri Shukadeva has to completely cut down the pastimes. So he was keeping one eye on the crowd, whether any presence of Tatshaka was there. On the other hand, he has to tell Parikshit Maharaj about all the childhood pastimes as best as he could. So within that limited time, whatever thoughts have come to Sri Shukadeva, he was constantly mentioning them to Parikshit Maharaj. One day, Krishna was playing outside. It says in that, Bhagavatam itself it says, that Krishna was playing. That time, one lady came there. This lady is from the forest, not from the anyone who lived in the village either. She's a very, very old lady. And naturally, she had plucked from some fruits from the forest, and Sidafal fruits, she has picked them, and first-class fruits, and she has brought them to sell into the village. In a basket, she has brought them to the village. So she was very, very tired, exhausted, whole day in the sun, wandering around with these fruits, trying to sell some fruits and earn something from that. This was her state of mind at that time. So when she came there, she was moving around, and suddenly Krishna saw this old lady with the fruits in the basket. Krishna was playing outside, not even in the house, outside with the friends. Krishna wanted to eat those fruits. So Krishna says to the lady, "Bring it to my mother's house, come with me now to my mother's house," she says. Finished playing with the children, told them, "I'll see you later, I have to get these fruits now." So told this lady, "Old lady, come back with me now." The old lady saw this boy and said to herself, thought herself, "Who is this child? Who is the mother of this child? I would like to see the mother," she said. That fortunate person who, because of the beauty of Krishna, she was starving. Can you imagine? She was starving, hasn't eaten anything. By selling this fruit, she has to get something and then go home and cook something to eat. That was her pathetic condition. So poor she was. And here she had these fruits. And she thought for a while, even if he doesn't give me any money, I'll give some fruits to him, without asking for any money. That desire to serve Krishna came to her like this. In other words, she was not businesslike like us. We say to Krishna, "You get me the lottery, I will get you this. Or you get me this contract, I will offer you this." This is our devotion. And we are very careful that the contract is properly fulfilled. Otherwise, we don't want to change the contract. Krishna says to us, "Look, don't ask me anything. Come to me and surrender unto me. Take my shelter. Serve me." We say, "No, that's not possible. That's difficult. Unless there is some benefit, we don't want to do anything in this world." That is human nature. So when Krishna sees somebody who is a little different than that, Krishna finds also interesting to deal with that person. So he says to her, "Then bring the fruits to my home." So the lady follows Krishna. Krishna comes to the house. Now, normally because she is from the forest and all that, generally they won't come inside the house. And the Maharaj was a very aristocratic, wealthy person there. So she stayed near the gate, didn't want to come inside the house. So Krishna noticed that she was waiting at the gate. But to buy the fruits, you need some money, isn't it? So Krishna goes in. goes to Mother Yashoda first and says to Yashoda, I need something, some money to give it to the lady. So Yashoda says, what for do you want the money? I want to buy some fruits, Krishna says. Yashoda says, no, there is no money for you. First I gave you everything. Then you have gone and stolen and eaten it. Now you want to buy and eat it. So where is the end of this? No, there is no money here for you, Krishna says. Yashoda says to Krishna. Normally, if Krishna wanted money, Krishna could have asked Rohini. And Rohini will gladly give it also. But Krishna won't ask Rohini. Krishna will only ask that person who won't give it. This is the way. You will not take milk or butter or cheese, whoever has given it. No. He'll go and steal somebody's and eat it. And apparently there is a special taste for it when you eat like that. So this was Krishna's philosophy. All through the childhood, you will find this. Everything. Deliberately, Krishna didn't ask Rohini. Why? If you ask Rohini, Rohini will say, here, how much you want, you take it. Why? Can you imagine? The husband of the Lakshmi Sahasra Shada Sambrama Sevyamanam. Krishna's position is the husband of the millions of Lakshmi Sahasra Shada Sambrama Sevyamanam. Millions of Lakshmi Devis are standing there and offering their services to Krishna. Normally, Krishna doesn't look after the financial side. Lakshmi is the finance minister. So as far as finance is concerned, Lakshmi handles everything. And here, that boss is looking for 10 pence here, asking everybody. And Yashoda is saying, no, I can't give you that. So the boss comes back. Boss says things. Krishna is thinking, oh, Yashoda doesn't want to give me anything. Now what's the next thing to do? Goes to the storeroom. And in the storeroom, a lot of things are stored there. Wheat, rice, everything is stored there. Puts these small two little hands into it and picks one, how do you call it? One fist. The two fists he has carried folding it also. So you can imagine that little baby hand, how much will it carry in that? And everything was dropping out from both sides. And trying to come back to the sales lady. The lady was selling the fruits. So while coming back, he had to cross over this big door, which has got quite a big thing to cross over. So, you know, children at that age, they can't just walk like that. They'll put their hands on the floor, put the right leg over it, and then the next left leg, and then get up, and then walk. That's the way they walk. So in that process, most of it has fallen off from both the hands. There was nothing left in that. And when Krishna got to this lady, old lady, Krishna says, here it is, he says. And shows both the hands into the basket. Nothing fell from the hands. There was nothing there. Just see the Bhagavatam, how Krishna, when Sri Shukan says about that. Verse number 10 and 11. Krinihi bho bhalani di shrutva saturam achyuda bhalarti dhanyam adayam yayau sarva bhala pradaha bhala vikraini tasya chuda dhanyam karadvayam Bhalai apurayadratnai bhalabandam apurijam. Bhalavikraini dasya chutadanyam karadvayam bhalai apurayadratnai bhalabandam apurijam. That chutadanyam karadvayam, two hands karadvayam chutadanyam. Here it is, he says. Here is the rice for you, or whatever the grains he has put it in. Chutadanyam karadvayam, with both the hands showed like this. Nothing fell into the basket. So at that time, the lady was not interested in anything. I have to give him something. The love inside the mother, that old lady's heart was the pleasure of seeing Krishna. And that whole activity, that childish way, how Krishna was acting. And the old lady was thinking, how can I keep seeing him every day? All these kind of thoughts were going through her mind. So she picked up one fruit and gave it to him in the hand. So Krishna was holding it in one hand and saying to her, what is the name of this fruit? The lady said, this is called Sitaphal. So can I have one more? The Devi, the second fruit. So Krishna is asking her, is this called Ramaphal? If this is Sitaphal, this should be Ramaphal, isn't it? Little the old lady know who this person was. That she had no idea that this is that same Rama standing here in this form. That one it was Sitaphal, other one was Ramaphal, Krishna says to her. So, lady wanted to put all the fruits. But these two little hands, how much can it hold? It can only hold a few. So, Krishna will, Krishna at the same time was looking at the basket. He was not looking what he had in the hand. How much more can I get from her? This is what the whole mind was working on. Two things apparently were frightening Krishna at that time. One was, will she ask for money? That was one thing. Secondly, will Balaram see these fruits? Because if Balaram sees it, I will have to share with him. Half of that will go. So the eyes were going in two different directions, it seems. You know who mentioned this? Later on, Nanda Maharaj mentioned this to Uddhava, that when Uddhava came to see Yashoda Devi and Nanda Maharaj from Mathura, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda were remembering all these childhood days Krishna was with them. Sunasam susmide kshanam, that he says there, Nanda Maharaj says to Uddhava, that Nanda Maharaj or Yashoda can never forget that the way Krishna used to look at us sometimes. Sunasam susmide kshanam, that the way Krishna used to look and show the fear in his face all the time. Uddhava, how can we forget that? Krishna, Nanda Maharaj says to Uddhava. So that was the kind of look Krishna was giving now. So this lady, she put one, two, like that. You know in the shops how they keep the oranges and all in a row, and there will be a mirror and stop, so it will reflect and you will find there is so much oranges there for sale. So something like that. She has put these fruits in Krishna's hands. Krishna was holding both the hands like this and right up to the chin. And when it came to the top, Krishna put the chin down to hold it tight and started walking back to Mother Yashoda. Krishna went in with the fruits. Fortunately, Balaram didn't see it. Everything was for himself. And no transaction further. She never felt unhappy. She felt, next time when I come, I'll bring some more fruits for him. This is all what that old lady thought on that day in her mind. She thought like this and she decided to go home. So when she was going back, the basket is empty. Basket is more or less empty. And she has put it on her head and was going back. By the time she got home, what has happened is she was feeling very heavy. The basket was pretty heavy. Took the basket down and looked inside. It was full of what it says in the Bhagavad. What does it say in that verse? It says there that Bhalavikrayani dasya chutadanyam karadvayam bhalai apurayadratnai bhalapandam apurijam, that it was full of jewels and these jewels were weighing this heavily. Why? Krishna's finance ministers have filled them to such an extent with the jewels that that lady has never shown what is poverty in her lifetime again. That so much wealth was offered to her on that instance. Now, many commentators on Srimad Bhagavatam says that this particular pastime was similar to what happened to Sudama. In other words, when Sudama came to Dwaraka, much later, 89th chapter I think, or 85th chapter in the 10th canto, at the very end of 10th canto you'll find that when Sudama Brahmana came to Krishna for on request from his wife, and Krishna offered the opulences to Sudama, a mini Sudama activity has happened here. That this old lady, in other words, this is exactly the same pastime which Krishna performed in a much bigger scale for the sake of Sudama later. So you can see in all the childhood pastimes, many of the pastimes were repeated in a big scale, or all has some relationship with the childhood pastimes or Balalila. So eleventh chapter verse number 20. Ittam Yashoda tamashesha shekharam matva sudam sneha nibhadadir nruva haste grihitva saharama machyudam nitva sovadam kridavatyadhodayam gopavrudva maholpadam anibhuya bharadvani nandadaya samagramya prajakaryam amandrayal tatrovanandanamaham aha gopojnanamayodhika deshakalarthatatvajnam prayagradrama krishnayohum uthadavyamidosmabir gogulasahidayishivi ayandyatra maholpadam balanam nashahedavam mukta kadanjidrakshasya balajnya balagohyasau harera nugraha nunam മനശ്ചോപരിതാപതൽ ചക്രവാദേന നിതോയം ദൈത്യേന വിപദം വിയൽ ശിലായാം മതിതസ്തത്ര പരിത്രാദസുരേശ്വരൈ എന്നമ്രിയേതദ്രുമയോരന്തരം പ്രാപ്യ ബാലക അസാമന്യതമോ വാപ തദ്രം തദപ്യച്യുത രക്ഷണം യാവാ ഉൽപാദികോരിഷ്ടോ വ്രജന്നാഭിപവേദിത താവത് ബാലാനുപാദായ യാസ്യമോന്യത്ര സാനുക വനം വൃന്ദാവനം നാമ പശവ്യം നവകാനനം ഗോപഗോപീകവാംസേവ്യം പുണ്യാതൃത്രണവീരുധം തത്രയാ ശ്യാമാ ശകടാന്യുക്തമാചരം ഗോധാന്യഗ്രതോയാന്തോ ഭവതാമ്യതിരോചനേ തച്ഛുത്തേകദീയോ ഗോപാ സാധു സാധുതിവാദിനം വ്രജാൻ സ്വാൻ സ്വാൻ സമായുജ്യ യൂരൂഢപരിച്ഛദ വൃദ്ധാൻ ബാലാൻ സ്ത്രീയോ രാജൻ സർവോപകരണാനി ച അനസ്വാരോപ്യ ഗോപാലോ യത്താമാതശരാസന ഗോധനാനി പുരസ്കൃത്യ ശങ്കാണ്യാപൂര്യ സർവത തുര്യഘോഷേണ മഹദായയോ സഹ പുരോഹിത ഗോപ്യോ രൂഢരദാനും നം കുജകുങ്കുമകാന്തയ കൃഷ്ണലീലാജഗുപ്രീത നിഷ്കകന്യസുവാസസ തഥാ യശോദാരോഹിണ്യ വേഗം ശകരമാസ്ഥിതേ രേജതു കൃഷ്ണരാമാഭ്യാം തൽക്കഥാ ശ്രവണോത്സുകേ വൃന്ദാവനം സംപ്രവിശ്യ സർവകാലസുഖാവഹം യത്ര ചക്രോ പ്രജാവാസം ശകടേരർദ്ധചന്ദ്രവൽ വൃന്ദാവനം ഗോവർദ്ധനം യമുനാപുലിനാനി ച വീക്ഷ്യാസി ഉത്തമ പ്രീതി രാമമാധവയോർ നൃപ ഏവം മൃജോഗ സംപ്രീതിം യച്ഛന്തോ ബാലചേഷ്ടിതൈ കളവാക്കേ സ്വകാലേനു വത്സബാലോ ബഭൂവതും അവിദുരേ വ്രജഭുവ സഹഗോപാലധാരകൈ ചാരയാമാസ ദുർവത്സൻ നാനാക്രീഡ പരിച്ഛദം സോ ബൈ നൗ ഇൻ ഗോകുലം ദി സിറ്റുവേഷൻ വാസ് ലിറ്റിൽ ബിറ്റ് ചേഞ്ചിങ് ദാറ്റ് കൃഷ്ണ വാസ് ദി പ്രസൻസ് ഓഫ് കൃഷ്ണ ആൻഡ് ദീസ് ഡിഫറെന്റ് ഡീമൻസ് കമ്മിങ് ദയർ ടു കിൽ കൃഷ്ണ ഫസ്റ്റ് ഓഫ് ഓൾ ദർ വാസ് സ്പൂതയ ദെൻ ദർ വാസ് ശകടാസുര ദെൻ ദർ വാസ് തൃണാവർത്ത ആൻഡ് മെനി ഓഫ് ദം ലൈക്ക് ദിസ് ആൻഡ് ഓൾ ദീസ് ഡിഫറെന്റ് ഇൻസിഡൻസ് വർ ഹാപ്പനിങ് ദയർ ആൻഡ് ഓൾ ദി കൗഹേഡ് മെൻ വർ ഫൈൻഡിങ് ഇറ്റ് ഡിഫിക്കൽട്ട് നൗ വിത്ത് ദ പ്ലേസ് വെർ ദേ വർ ലിവിംഗ് മഹാവനം വട്ട് ഈസ് കോൾ മഹാവനം ടുഡേ ഓർ ദി ഗോകുലം ദാറ്റ് ഏരിയ ദേ വർ ലിവിംഗ് ദയർ So then it was decided, all the gopis, all the cowherd men had a meeting. And Nanda Maharaj had a brother called Upanandan. So Upanandan suggested to them that it is better for us to leave this place. We'll go to Vrindavanam. He is referring to them as Vrindavanam. The place where they were living were Brihadvanam. Brihadvanam is also called today as Mahavanam. So Mahavanam or Brihadvanam they left. And they all, on the very same day, they decided to move to Vrindavanam. They arranged their bullock carts. Put all their things in and loaded with all their belongings. And Krishna and Balaram and all the other cowherd boys, they all were on their journey to Vrindavanam. And there is a lot of things when they were traveling to from Brihadvanam to Vrindavanam. They were joking each other. Yashoda Devi and Rohini has cooked enough prasadam for them because normally mother's anxiety is always feeding the children, that there is always enough food in stock. And that was their concern also. So they have cooked and prepared enough prasadam. They were taking this prasadam, sitting in the bullock cart. They were traveling from Brihadvanam to Vrindavanam. And Vrindavanam, Krishna liked very much. When they got to Vrindavanam, because beautiful scenery, plenty of grass for the cows to graze. And this beautiful Kalindi river with plenty of water, everywhere turning around this way, that way, making a beautiful sound. In addition to that, the Govardhana hill also very much attracted Krishna. Govardhanam there, Kalindi river there, Vrindavanam was there. Now all these things together, all together, gave immense pleasure to Krishna and the cowherd men. So that is how they are now arriving at Vrindavanam. Vrindavanam's beauty is mentioned here. Vrindavanam, vanam Vrindavanam namam, pashavyam navakananam, go goba goba gobi gavam sevyam punyadritrana virudham. For them, for the cowherd men and for the gopis, what is the only criteria in making the decision? Wherever there is plenty of grass for the cows to graze, that is the best place to live. This was their estimation or their criteria for making that decision. For us, it is something else. Is there enough iron and iron ore somewhere there, raw materials? So that we can start our big factories and exploit everybody in the world. So that is a different calculation. But for them, nowadays all the criteria for developing housing is based on industry and raw materials. Around that you start a colony for all the Shudras can live comfortably together and have a happy life. Work morning to night in the factory, come home, watch the television. So this plan was not there, unfortunately. Their calculation was they could go and graze their cows nicely, because if the cows get enough grass, plenty of milk, plenty of butter, plenty of cheese. Prabhupada used to say, no more shortages in life. What more do you want? This was Prabhupada's question to this economic problems. He says economic problems doesn't exist. From the Vedic point of view, economic crisis we created. Krishna didn't create an economic crisis. Economic crisis is our creation. We created a certain economic crisis now that we ourselves are completely. Now, oil shortage, oil crisis, £1 a litre. Everyone is crying here because oil has become more necessary than the milk. If you don't get milk, we can manage somehow. But oil, no, we can't. So this is our so-called advanced civilization. And gopis and Nanda Maharaj and all are laughing at us. Why have you got caught up in this situation in life? Our cows are giving us plenty of milk, plenty of grains, plenty of fruits. What more do we need in this life? That village atmosphere, that village economy, that village way of life is what human life is meant to be. We have shifted that. We have changed everything. Because in the name of economic development, if we don't do all these kind of things, we think we are not advanced. So then we have to complicate it as much as possible. And completely caught up in this, unable to escape from that, crying day in and day out, how can I come out of this mess, what we have created? But everyone is helpless. All glories to Kali Yuga. So this is the situation. And it was then that Vanam Vrindavanam Namam, that Vrindavanam had provided enough for these cows to eat. So it was then that Krishna one day went up to Nanda Maharaj and told him that, is it not possible that now we can do some useful thing? Nanda Maharaj asked him, what do you want to do? It's only about few years old. Krishna says to them that from now on the plan is that we also want to start tending the calves. Not the cows, the small calves. We should start doing that now. Krishna's plan was, if you start doing that, in the morning you can leave home with them. Go to the Vrindavanam forest. As soon as he saw Vrindavanam, these thoughts came up to Krishna. If I can leave with the calves in the morning, get to Vrindavanam there, very early after the breakfast if you leave, get to Vrindavanam and leave the calves there, and whole day we can play. Till lunchtime we can play. Lunchtime we come home, take prasadam and go back again. And we can play till the evening. So this was the whole plan behind it. Krishna has discussed the plan with everybody. Nanda Maharaj, as usual, whatever Krishna wants, yes, go ahead with it. Agreed also. So Nanda Maharaj agreed for that. So now Krishna has started tending the calves. That is how the first Gopalas have started. What the name Gopala Damodara he got, now Gopala is also coming into manifest that name in its action. So Krishna started doing all these things, and when he became a Gopala, two incidents happened in that process, and that is the two demons, Valsasura and Bagasura. They were killed in the forest that day, and we will not have enough time to start that. So I will stop here, and we will continue these childhood pastimes next Sunday again. In the meanwhile, if you have any questions or any comments about childhood, please feel free.
Thinking when you were actually reciting that verse, when Krishna has given himself to his own people,
yes,
he was doing that to the Pandavas. So he was their messenger, chariot driver,
yes,
everything.
Right. Yes.
So reading that,
yeah,
reminded me.
Yes,
of that.
Yes. For devotees, there is no limitation as far as Krishna is concerned. If Krishna finds someone is a devotee of that status, like the Pandavas, like Draupadi, like Gopis, there is nothing that stops Krishna from doing anything for them. This is what that means. That gopis, you see, you can only understand this when you think about the jnanis and the yogis. the jnanis and all, they spend their lifetime studying the Vedanta philosophy and to understand what is the absolute truth. This is what they are trying to find out, isn't it? So this absolute truth, to get to that realization, is a very, very difficult process. One has to have that sharp intelligence and a proper teacher and total commitment to practice and realize it, which is a very powerful, difficult thing for normal people to do. And even after doing that, by the time they realize Krishna, the very little glimpse they can get hold of Krishna's lotus feet is only for a very short time. But once they come to that, sometimes they feel a success they had in their life by going through the Jnanamargam. This Jnanamargam is like that, the process of knowledge. So through the Jnanamargam, they are trying to find out the ultimate truth. And sometimes they get a very glimpse of the absolute truth. The yogis, on the other hand, they spend their lifetime in practicing yamam, niyamam, asanam, pranayamam, pratyaharam, dharana, dhyanam, samadhi, the Ashtanga Yoga system, to such a perfection, giving up all other commitments in this world. They spend their life long doing this. And even then, if they get a glimpse of Krishna in their heart, they feel they had a little success in their life. And here, what do you think? What do you see here? These gopis had no Ashtanga Yoga, no Jnana Yoga, and no sacrifices, nothing. Simply by association with Krishna, they had the highest realization that they were able to play with Him in this way. That is why it says there, Pidagon mana padugam vahu chebam jakurude swananja predima avahan. Krishna is concerned, Krishna is thinking, Srishukan says there to Parikshit, Krishna is thinking like this, they are my people. That relationship between Krishna and the devotee, you don't find with the jnanis, nor you find with the yogis. It's only with the devotee. Just to show the importance of devotion, that is why in the Srimad Bhagavatam, all these things are repeated again and again. Swananja Preeti Mavahan, that they are my people. That is what Krishna is thinking about them. And that is the beauty of that verses in the Bhagavatam.
Okay, my other question is that out of all of the Pandava family, was the highest position attained by Draupadi? Because that's what you actually implied today.
Yes, it is a fact. Draupadi had the best relationship with Krishna.
Out of everyone? Everyone, yes. Including Krishna.
Actually, it is difficult to compare devotees like that. Because to different people, Krishna has reacted in different ways. For example, with Arjuna, Krishna was Arjuna's best friend. But at the same time, whenever Arjuna felt a little pride or a little, so to say, not pride, sometimes Arjuna felt that I can handle myself. In that situation, Krishna has reminded Arjuna, no, you can't handle yourself. I had to be there with you. But Krishna has done everything for Arjuna, which nobody else had it. Mahabharata war, and afterwards also in the Sandana Gopalam story, later on in the Bhagavatam it comes. Krishna has done many things for Arjuna. So it is difficult to say that Krishna had any specific attachment to anybody. Strictly speaking, they were all devotees. But sometimes, from these different pastimes, you get the impression that Krishna had some special consideration for Draupadi all the time. Similarly with Kunti Devi also. Kunti Devi, of course, Kunti Devi was in relationship-wise much older than Krishna. Father's sister, isn't it? Was Dev's sister. So that relationship was there. And Krishna always treated Kunti Devi in that way. As for my father's sister, that respect on relationship. But Kunti Devi never once showed that relationship like that. Kunti Devi, Krishna was always the supreme personality. Paying obeisances. Nobody, aunt won't pay obeisances to the, nephew, isn't it? Nephew, yes. But here the aunt was paying the obeisances to nephew. And Krishna was always a little bit upset when Kunti Devi paid obeisances to him. But Kunti Devi didn't have any difficulty. Kunti Devi was concerned, Krishna was protecting them all the time. Whereas Draupadi was concerned, it was a little different. Because throughout the time when they were in the forest, Draupadi had to go through very hard times. None of these five husbands could help her some instances. If you remember, Virada King Virada's palace, all these five Pandavas were in incognito. Arjuna was a dance teacher. Brihannala was his name. Dressed like a teacher of dance. And Bhima took up the cooking business. All these demons. That time Kinchaka, the demon, was giving trouble to Draupadi. And Draupadi at one point said to Krishna that nobody else has any problem. Why I alone have to suffer through like this? Krishna said, I will tell Bhima to sort it out. And Bhima sorted it out later on. You know that story in the Mahabharata, very famous story. But the worst thing happened when Dushasana pulled Draupadi to the Kauravas assembly, and in front of Bhishma, Drona, and Dhritarashtra and many others, Dhritarashtra of course couldn't see anything, but all the other great personalities sitting there, when Dushasana started disrobing Draupadi, Draupadi spoke one or two heavy words to Krishna. Yatvara Draupadi Trani, Yatvara Gajarakshani, Mayatve Karina Murte, Satvara Akugada Harem. Draupadi said to Krishna that when the elephant was in serious trouble, that is the elephant of Kindradyumna, the story in the 8th canto. When the elephant was in serious trouble, you had no difficulty in rescuing him straight away. Yatvara gajarakshane mayatve karunamurte. In this condition today, in this assembly, what Dushasana is doing to me, who else is going to protect me from this? When Draupadi said that, it hit Krishna very hard. And that is why it started coming from the sky, the sari, unlimited sari, protected Draupadi from that day. So Draupadi, in such crisis, she has cried so deeply with Krishna. And Krishna has always responded to Draupadi equally well. So somehow or the other, in this particular institution, in this particular situation, Krishna decided to hear from Uttaradevi, Kundidevi and Draupadi. And only when Draupadi spoke very harshly to Krishna, that I don't want to hear your prarabdha excuse anymore, that only then hit Krishna very badly. Up to that point, Krishna says, Krishna used this excuse of prarabdha karma. Normally, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, prarabdha karma is never taken out. One has to suffer through in life. Spiritual master or Krishna doesn't take it out. Normal conditions. Unless and until Krishna really decides that. Bhagavatam says prarabdham is never wiped out. Bhagavatam, that is why some great devotees, even after you find them, they have come to a very high status in spiritual life. Still they are suffering in this world through their body. Why? Because prarabdham is not finished. And in the Bhagavatam there are many examples to show that prarabdham is not over. That is why that person is suffering in this world. So the normal rule is prarabdha karma is never taken out by Krishna. Not that Krishna can't take it out, but Krishna won't do it. That is the law. Then Draupadi knew that very well, that Krishna is using this excuse, that prarabdham Krishna can say, he thought he can say this and get away with it. Draupadi said, no, don't use that excuse with me, he said. Draupadi says to Krishna. And then Krishna realized that Draupadi is really going to get heavy with him on this. And he decided and got up and protected Uttarishit. I'll stop here. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.